Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Whoa. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the beats, it's time to call blows. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational stack to see successful guests promote self masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Peace and greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in the remix. I want to say welcome to everyone out there joining us in the forum tonight. Peace and greetings to you guys. Welcome to the remix. And so glad to have everybody here tonight joining us live in the forum. All right. We're going to get that fixed. We're going to get it right. Going to get it going here. Give it just a moment here. Let's see. All right. So peace and greetings, everyone. Welcome to the remix. Welcome to the remix, everyone. Peace and greetings to you. Welcome to the remix, everyone. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and just want to say welcome to everyone here. Don't worry, everybody's getting themselves all situated. Energy is flowing. Everything is moving. Welcome to the remix, everyone. So good to have you guys here in the forum tonight. Peace and greetings to everyone out there. I do want to go ahead and give out the call-in number for tonight. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you're calling from an international country, you know what you got to do. Dial the U.S. country code, and then after you dial the U.S. country code, dial 646-652-2711, and that's going to get you locked into the remix. Also, if you want to come on over and join us in chat, the remix family is in the chat room getting themselves situated and set up. So all you have to do is come on over to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, all one word. And that's going to get you into the chat room. Want to say peace and greetings to all of our international listeners out there listening from all over the world. Welcoming you here Sunday night, November the 24th, 2013. Yeah. Where did time go? To the remix tonight. Tonight, we will be joined in the forum tonight with Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience. And you guys know how to reach him as well, too. At BilalTheExperience@gmail.com for the soul alignment readings as well. And, can you believe this whole year has passed by? Wow, we are already back in November. Funny how time flies, right? Can you believe it? We are already back here. Back here at this time already. Just, wow, it is just crazy. Peace and greetings to all of you out there. And yes, we're going to be getting it in tonight. And time certainly does fly. We're having fun. do want to just send a shout out to all of our international listeners out there. You were not here. I want to make sure you guys hear me. So I got to get this right on this end. We're going to give out the international shout out because I think that's a big part of what's going on out there in Remix Land. That's a big part of what's going on out there in Remix Land. So definitely the main thing that I want to say, peace and greetings to everyone out there. So glad to have you here live in the forum tonight, as well as joining us here live forum tonight as well. I'm going to give some international shots out really quick. We're going to give those to all of our international listeners. So, yeah, we're just going to do this, okay? We're going to go. Here we go. We're going to start from Uganda. Peace and greetings to everyone out there listening live tonight from Uganda. Israel is in the house listening live tonight. We have Bermuda in the house listening live tonight. We have Morocco listening live tonight in the forum. We also have joining us here live in the forum, we have the Cayman Islands are listening live. Indonesia is listening live tonight. Lagos is listening live tonight. Welcome to the forum. Naples is listening live tonight. Argentina is in the house listening live tonight. Bangladesh is in the house tonight. We have Ghana in the house listening live tonight. Denmark is listening live tonight. Big listening audience coming out of Saudi Arabia listening tonight. Mozambique, always in the house, listening live. Malaysia is listening live. We have China in the house. We also have Brazil in the house. Thailand is listening live. And Egypt. Oh, our heart goes out. Egypt is listening live tonight. Belgium is in the house tonight. Australia is in the house tonight. And Austria is in the house tonight. We have Greece in the house tonight. Spain is in the house tonight as well. Italy is in the house tonight. The Bahamas is listening live tonight. The Philippines. And just sending much love to all of our brothers and sisters in the Philippines as well. We also Trinidad and Tobago's listening live tonight. India is listening live. Germany is listening live. We have couple of countries, can't say your name, but you're listening live tonight. Jamaica is listening live tonight. We have France listening live tonight. The Netherlands is listening live tonight. Turkey is listening live tonight. We have Nigeria in the house listening live tonight. Huge listening audience from South Africa listening live tonight. Kenya is in the house. And, of course, Canada is in the house. Amsterdam is listening live in the house tonight. And the UK, of course, big ups to all the family out there in the UK, big family in the UK listening live, as well as those of us here in the U.S. of A, United States, listening live. And we also have all of the islands or whatever you want to call them in the Netherlands listening live tonight from all over the world. Just much, much, much love. I get so many emails whenever I don't say certain countries. So I try to do it every single show, you guys. Charge it to me. Don't charge it to my heart. But I try to say all the countries' names. You guys know how I do sometimes. Some of those country names I'm still working on. But we just want to say love to all of our international family out there listening, because I always get the emails, Miss Blue, you didn't mention our country, when I didn't do it. So my apologies. Know that we always want to send love out to you guys, because we know, depending on what continent you're in, it can be a challenge for you getting up, so I really appreciate it. I know you guys are having, like, slumber parties, overnight parties, remix parties, getting up in the morning and just kind of hanging out with family and friends while you're listening. And so we want to welcome you guys here. Welcome everyone to the forum tonight, the Remix family, and everyone here. Also want to give a big shout out. Oh, boy, do I want to give a big shout out to Self-Invested, and to everyone who is self-invested. Last night we did Money Matters again, and it was so inspiring. Oh, my goodness. I just want to send love and light to all the self-invested family. I just want to send so much shout-out to you guys. Me and Brother Bilal, we love working with you guys in self-invested. It is amazing. It was just such an inspiring fair last night. And just welcoming those of you coming on board who were new, and you jumped right in with both feet and just hit the ground running. Just peace and love to you. Want to give a big shout out and much love to all the priestess out there doing their work all over the world, all the priestess in the priestesshood, those sisters of fire, bringing the fire. Got a very special announcement about them tonight too. Just love those sisters. So all of the sisters in the priestesshood, definitely want to give love and shout out to all the sisters in the priestesshood out there. And yes, and don't forget, the priestess is coming to a theater near you very soon. Very soon. It's coming. It's coming. Also, I want to remind you guys, you know, tonight is Sunday night. What happens on Monday? The orders go out for the Kim deck, the Know Your Magic. Know Your Magic Oracle Psychic deck, really to keep you in tune. So you definitely want to make sure that you kind of get yourself situated to do that as well. Place those orders for the Kim deck. I wanted that. You do that. I think I'm going to fix that. I think I'm going to fix that. I think I'm going to be clear now. I think I'm going to be clear. I might sing a little song here. That's how clear. All right. Yeah, it's going to clear up. Promise you it's going to clear up. So peace and greetings to everyone out there listening. I want to talk about the Kim deck really quick. We have lots of new listeners, and we're getting tons of emails, myself and Sister Manya. New listeners who are coming on board from all over the world, why do, you may say, Miss Blue, why do I need a Kim deck? Need a Kim deck. Let's see. Let's see if this gets better. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yep. Give me 1 minute, you guys. Just working on trying to clear everything on this end. And make sure that you guys can hear me. Yeah, I want to make sure you can hear me. Nice and clear. Let's see. Is that better? I'll check in with everyone in the room. If you guys can hear me nice and clear, put a heart in the room. Put a heart in the room if you can hear me clear. Oh, I got a heart. You can hear me clear. You can hear me. I got two hearts. I got three hearts. Oh, and I see the hearts floating in from all of you out there. Okay, so here we go. Perfect. Told you. We clear there. We will. Well, this is a great time also for me to welcome those of you who are new. If you're listening and you're listening in for the very first time, welcome to the remix. If you're in the chat room and you're listening, this is so cool because it's a couple of things that you can do. If you guys did not get a chance to listen to the show on Friday night, we had Brother Umar Johnson, Dr. Umar Johnson on. He always brings the fire when he comes. And love it because he's bringing, you know, so much light to us about our babies, working with the children. So we have this brother doing excellent work with our children, our families, our communities, and he's definitely coming to a city near you. And if you didn't get a chance to hear the show with Dr. Umar Johnson, I do want to encourage you to download. And so here's a couple of ways that you can subscribe. You can actually go over to iTunes and subscribe to the remix, as many of you have done, and leave a comment there about your remix experience. That's always appreciated as well. And subscribe so you can go back and listen to almost over 600 shows and download to your heart's content and listen to all of the past shows from all the guests from all over the world. That's one. Or you can come right here to the Remix Radio, right here on Blog Talk Radio, and you can click and you can download and you can listen to the show. Listen to all the shows. You can go back and listen to your heart's content like you guys do, and you can leave a comment. Don't forget to go over to Facebook, where many of you have gone. On to the Remix Radio page, all you got to do is click like and you're in. And you can see all the goodies that are getting posted, everything that's going on about Remix. Don't forget to go over to the Android market and download the Remix app so you can stay locked into all the things in the Remix. And that, you know, this has been really a foundational building year. And that's something I knew sort of kind of coming out the gate today, you know, at the beginning of this year. This is really about the origin. Our planet has gone through numerous transformations. Our solar system has gone through numerous transformations. Each one of you guys have gone through numerous transformations, and we're still going through it. We're still going through this, all of this at this particular time. There are earthquakes going on, tornadoes going on, winter storms going on. And of course, we have these things, and they happen all the time. But it's something very, very different about the energy this year. And this is why I took the opportunity. It kind of was one of those clean the slates with the Remix for this whole year, because this was about foundation building. And it's a strong foundation. A very, very strong foundation. The energy that's going on the planet right now is something that the world, this universe, has never seen before. This is really, we sort of kind of have everybody sort of standing at arms waiting for this transformation as it continues to take place, as Earth begins to evolve itself to a whole new level. A whole new level. As you guys know, right now, you can look at some of the people you knew last year, 2 years ago, maybe a year ago, you know, and you can see that you guys are in different dimensions. It's a whole nother dimension where you are and where they are. And both of them are beautiful. Everybody gets to be where they are with what they are. But recognize where you are. Recognize what dimension you're in. And how you can continue to prepare yourself. I talked about this 2 years ago, about the DNA changing, about the crystals realigning themselves, about all of this energy. And we're going to get to a lot of that tonight. Brother Bilal, woo, man, he's going to be bringing it, as always, tonight. But I do want to take this opportunity, because I am so grateful and so very thankful. I remember early last year, beginning of this year, when I asked you to join me on this journey, and so many of you have joined me on this journey, because we're all part of one big soul group, and I'm so honored and thankful to be a part of soul group. I want you guys to know, last year this time was kind of one of those times for me where I was definitely in the mystery. If you guys remember, this is right around the time when my mother had taken ill and was in the hospital. This is the same week my son was in the hospital in critical condition. This was the same week. Tonight, I just got back from out of town, and my son just received an award where he got welcome into a very unique honor for him and his path and the work that he's here on the planet to do. Now, who thought last year, while he was in critical condition, that this year he would be taking the stage to receive an award, to be honored into sci-fi society? It's where honor students who study the area of psychology, they get recognized all over the world. And tonight, he was honored into that. was honored into that. And not only did he honor myself, but the message he sends back is that all of you were honored into it as well, me included, because all of us, all of you guys who sent so much love, so much light to him, to me, to my family that was out there, just cleared the way. Cleared the way so the will, so his will could be done. His will as he seen it fit in his heart, because it's not about me controlling his will. Even as a mother, sometimes we want to do that for our children. It wasn't about that. It was about his will. And he did it. And the crazy thing is, tonight while we were all sitting in the audience and they were going through citations for the students that were there, that's what their call and response was, I will, I will. You understand? Psi, when you look at that, that is about the psychic. And the chi, as we see it, the C-H-I, is about life force. That's a big honor. And on tonight, of all nights, this is why you keep moving. This is why no matter what crumbles in front of you, no matter who leaves you, no matter who comes, no matter who goes, that you stay your course and that you move from the position of your heart, because you don't know what's ahead for you. Sometimes we could be so far in the mystery that we get lost. And that's when you look for that light that shines within all of us, because we all have that light within ourselves, and you keep moving forward. You keep me moving forward. So a year to today, this is what he's doing. A year to today, what is my mother doing? My mother is preparing for family and friends to come and celebrate with her. That's their will. And that's important. It's important for all of us at this time to take that moment to recognize ourselves. So I just want to thank you guys. I am so thankful for all of your love, all of your support, and even for your strength in your own past. Because I get to hear about that when we talk about in the Saturn's 101. Amazing. I don't know a greater group of individuals on the planet than the Remix family. Then the Remix family. So much love to you guys. Much love. Just so much love. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So tonight, you guys, ordered the Kim deck. You definitely want to reach out. You want to get your Kim deck. You know how to do it. Everything is in the show notes, you guys. If you're new, you just get in the show notes. Don't forget, there is a new deck that's coming out, Magic in the Dark. We'll talk more about that tonight. Brother Bilal has a deck coming out as well, numerology, astrology, how to tell your moon cycles, all kinds of things, the planets, the suns, and really just elevate your consciousness on a whole nother level. So now, we got a lot of stuff that we're going to cover tonight. So we're going to dance. We're going to move around. Dance, move around a little bit. We're going to play a song. This is actually a song that Brother Bilal sent to me tonight. So we're going to be playing this selection tonight, because this is really going to sort of set the theme, the tone for what's going on tonight. Let's just say he's feeling a little retro. This is how he's feeling. So we're going to get into it. Of course, we're going to play a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we're going to get right into the song. So welcome to the Remix, everyone. It's so good to have you here.
La, 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 the Remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue, and remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
That's right. If not, nothing else moves you, life will. Here we go.
Close your mind, close your eyes, see with your heart. worth a thousand times more than the blood of a mob. Yeah. We came through the storm, nooses on our necks, and a smallpox blanket to keep us warm on a 747 on the Pentagon lawn. Wake up, the alarm clock is connected to a bomb. Anthrax lab on a West Virginia farm. Shorty ain't learned to walk, already heavily armed. Civilians and little children is especially harmed. Camouflage, Taurus, Bibles and glorious Quran. The books that take you to heaven and let you meet the Lord there have become misinterpreted reasons for warfare. We read them with blind eyes, I guarantee you there's more there. Rich must be blind, cause they ain't see the poor. Need to open up a park, just close 10 schools, we don't need them. Can you please call the fire department? They down here marching for freedom. Burn down ATVs, turn ATVs on, it's a killing.
The more money that they make, the more money that they make, the better.
Things the same because we lack the same color, and that's gray. Now that's May, can't burn this cross, cause he can't afford the gasoline. Now if a Muslim woman strapped with a bomb on the bus with the seconds running, give you the jitters. Just imagine an American-based Christian organization planning the poison water supply to bring the second coming quicker. Nigga, they ain't living properly. Break them off with no democracy. Turn their whole culture to a mockery. Give them Coca-Cola, but they prophecy. Give them gum, give them guns, get them young, give them fun. But if they ain't giving it up, then they ain't getting none. And don't give them all, now, man, give them some. It's the paper, some of these cops must be out. Okay, the nigga,
The more money that they make, the more money that they make, the better.
Give them pen, make them pull gold from river. Give black man crack, Glock and things. Give red man crack, slot machine. Now bring it back, 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 bring it back. Don't give the black man food, give the red man liquor. Red man food, black man nigga. Give yellow man cool, make them railroad villa. Also give them pen, make them pull gold from river. Give black man crack, Glock and things. Give the red man crack.
Peace and greetings and welcome to the remix. That was American Terrorist by Lupe de Fiasco. And let's go ahead and welcome Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience to the remix. Peace and greetings to you, Brother Bilal.
Good evening, Miss Blue. How are you doing this evening?
I am wonderful. I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm real good. The song is an understatement. I tell you, just just listening to it, it really reminds me of from niggas to God, you know. So, you know, we've been through a hell of a plight here, you know. So it's good. I feel real good. Real good.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
How's the Remix family?
Remix family is amazing. They are simply amazing. And in the house.
yes.
Over the world.
Give a shout out to all my family also, all my brothers and sisters listening. So, you know, I appreciate it. Love being here in the Remix family.
Yes.
Where are we tonight?
Yes. So definitely, you know, it really is a special time, you know, a really special time, you know, because, you know, let's face it, here in America, this is holiday time, you know, this is what it is.
Right. I love what you said, and tell your son congratulations, too. I was listening at you talk about that, you know, it's just amazing just to see that journey. And, you know, even to hear what you say about your mother, you know, how she's getting ready for company. And, you know, just how we've been indoctrinated into holidays. And we really, as conscious people, we become more responsible for understanding that people love what they do. You understand? You can't dictate if people love holidays. You understand? It don't make you less conscious. It reminds me of my cousin. He used to always, you know, when he became conscious, he was like, man, I can't be around these dead people, man. This shit is for the birds, and I can't be around these dead people, all this Thanksgiving shit. He said, man, all I'm going to pass by my mama, just pick me up a plate, watch the game for a few minutes, give me a couple of drinks, and I'm going to roll out. I said, well, shit, that's the whole celebration. you might as well stay there, you know, shit.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
but... You know,
that's it.
You know, but it became an excuse for him not to buy Christmas presents. You understand? So we do it for different reasons. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, so it's good, though. It's good. It is what it is, you know?
Yes.
What's happening?
Where
is the master builder, huh?
Yes, because that's what we're going to be talking about tonight, the esoteric meaning of the master builder. And I know we definitely got plenty of master builders on the planet at this time.
Well, you know, but you know the master builder number is number 22, the master number 22.
Yes.
The issue they have, they can't catch 22. You know how you say you're in the catch 22? We are truly in the catch 22. We're going to be talking about that in a minute, but you know, but that is the master builder. So, we, you know, I can't wait till we get into that, you know, because it's just like everything. We have truly been separated as a people and even down to our personal self. The worst relationship we have is the one with ourself. So it's no wonder why we have bad relationships with other people, you know. But but I tell you, do you see what's going on around this planet? When I saw seven volcanoes went off at one time in six different countries.
Yes. Oh, yes. And, you know, it's interesting that, I've seen that, all of those volcanoes happening, and even one tonight in Europe that's erupting at this particular time. And this is really sort of the planet, because the planet is sort of making her procession. I know you talk a lot about the moving around in the sky, but the Earth is actually sort of kind of aligning itself up. First, we had crystals to line themselves up. You know, earlier this year, I talked about the dolphins and how the dolphins said that the water would be disappearing. And shortly after that, they realized that in Alaska and a lot of these different places, like, where was the water going? The water was going somewhere. And so the big glaciers that they were seeing was really opening up these underground portals to where water was. And sure enough, and even down there where you were in Louisiana, there were underground forces in cities and things that have been discovered. So all of these things are getting ready to come back online. You know, all of these things are definitely coming back online. And plus, we have a whole another set of chakras that are going to start connecting themselves to our energetic body. So these are not like the thousand spinning lights that we have inside of our bodies, but these are going to be the chakras that really sort of kind of permeate itself that's around our electromagnetic field. Because as we begin to move, for those of us going, and you know, Brother Bilal, I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to be a fast process. Even though so many people are becoming conscious, it's not going to be a very fast process. But these new set of chakras that's going to be coming online, it's really what you're going to need to build that origin around you to really sort of help you make that transition into new space, into the new place, you know, taking you into the new, you know, the sixth dimension for those of us who are there that will need that because we're really coming to the place where everybody is becoming psychic. And we'll talk about more about that.
Checking it out. Yeah. It really, and you're absolutely right about it. It is a process itself. And I know for myself, you know, it's not about trying to wake someone up. You understand? You have to let a person go through their own journey, you know, because it's going to steady unfold. That's one thing. We are in a constant state of awakening.
Yes.
Every day we are awakening to something new. So something you didn't understand yesterday, you always waking up to something new, and always remember that. So don't be so hard on yourself. I check out how the media play it so much because, they've been talking about this, but we see the comet getting ready to slam into the sun, which has the green hue.
Yeah.
You understand? With the shape of the crop circle. You understand?
Yes.
But it's and then they name it I Sun. You know, so.
Yeah.
But you know, but just to see all these things happening on the planet at one time, and just to just to see it in the heavens first, because I talked about it before on how it happened in the heavens, and then it's like a delay effect to get to the earth level.
Yes.
You understand?
Yeah.
So.
And that is so true. You know, and it's real interesting that, like you said, this comet is getting ready to come, and it's the color green, and we know that that center for the heart chakra is there, and it's coming, you know, it's coming in the shape of a crop circle, which we're going to talk about that. Also, I want to say this, because I know we have listeners from all over the world, and one of the things I want to tell you guys is Hanukkah is coming up, and I don't know if you guys knew this, but Hanukkah, for the first time, usually Hanukkah happens around the same time Christmas happens. But Hanukkah this year is going to be on the same day as Thanksgiving. Now, what's interesting about Hanukkah this year, and what's interesting, Brother Bilal will talk about more about the planets, this particular lineup that's coming on Thanksgiving. What's interesting about Hanukkah is that the next time this will happen, that Hanukkah and Thanksgiving fall on the same day, is going to be the year 2070. So 2070. And it's almost been about 72 years since this has happened before. So interesting time. You can see where the gap of what we know time and space to be changing, to be moving, things happening different, that is not the same. Everyone is paying attention to it, not just those of us who quote-unquote like to call ourselves conscious, but the whole world is really seeing. They're almost being forced in their own way to see the signs and symbols that are happening right before their face at this time. So,
I wanted to get into one thing before we get into the share. I've been holding this for a while, and you know, you've been knowing about it also. But it's been 18 months, 1 week and 20 hours. You know what I'm saying? I've been holding it, and I wasn't able to speak on it until so many moon cycles had passed. All right, and you know, because this just the type of the work I'm in. And you know, I respect the information and just not so eager just to give it out, because I have to really make sure, you know, it's getting validated. But I got to put you on this here. And this is for everybody. And it's so sacred that a lot of my brothers don't even know it, because it's like once I start talking about it, it opens up so much. And it's not overwhelming, but it's so much information on it. Until, like, I'll be talking for hours about that. You understand? So check this out. This is where we started with this. Watch this. Watch this. I got to put y'all on this. This is crazy. This, and this is going to say it all for tonight. Okay.
Yeah.
There is a fixed star that's causing everything you see on the planet at this time.
Yeah.
There's a fixed star that's causing everything you see on the planet at this time. Listen at this. It takes this star 2,160 years to move through one zodiac house. Let me say that again. It takes 2,160 years for this one star to move through one house. And there are 12 houses. So listen at this. The last time this star was in the position it is in right now was 25,920 years ago.
Yes.
The last time this star is where it's at right now was 25,920 years. Let me put some reference on that. It takes the moon 29.5 yes. days to move around the Earth, rotate around the Earth. 29 days. It takes this planet 25,000 years. Jupiter takes 12 years to move around the Earth. All of them are moving, but not at the same rate. And listen at this. Each house is 30 degrees. Each house represents 30 degrees. So listen to what you just said earlier about the Hanukkah falling on Thanksgiving. Because listen at this here. It takes 72 years to move just 1 degree. It takes 72 years for this star to move 1 degree. Do you know people that's born today that may not see this move 1 degree? So look, everybody on this planet right now is not only witnessing this moving a degree, but it's moving into a whole nother house.
Yes,
which you will never see. It moved into this house. It moved into this house last year, April the 29th. That's when it made its move. It started in 1940 it was at the 29th degree. It took 72 years just to move 1 degree. It just made it in 2012. Okay, now I'm going to give you the name of the star because this is very significant to what is going on the planet today.
Yes.
This is like a phenomenon.
Yeah, so true.
For you to witness it even moving a degree and into a whole nother house?
Yes.
This star is 150 times brighter than the sun in the damn sky. Rotates at 700,000 miles per hour. And our Earth only rotates 1,037 and a third. And this is moving at 700,000 miles. Well, you know how fast, man.
Yes.
All right. I'm gonna put some reference on this. It just left out of the constellation of Leo.
Yes.
Okay. They had this star at the heart of Leo. 2,000 years ago, they thought this was. It really went in 2,100 years ago. So this was the start of the Roman Empire. It just went into that. And it's just coming out last year.
Yes, yes.
So the Greeks that studied this star thought it was the heart of Leo because it didn't move. So you got to think about a person only living 70, 80 years. They don't see it move, so they say, all right, that's the heart of Leo. It's the main star in Leo. But it moved. They thought they had lost it at one time. Damn, the heart is gone, but it was moved. They didn't realize it was in motion.
In motion.
And look, we honor 12 constellations with the zodiac. but there are actually 88 constellations, just like the piano keys. Just like on a grand piano, we have 88 keys. There are 88 constellations in the sky.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right? The Mayan calendar, it has 20 constellations. So, see, this is based on whoever working this system at his time.
Yes.
All right? So I'm getting ready to give you the name of the star. Do your research on this. This is so powerful. Not only to witness it to move to a degree, but into a whole nother house. The name of this star is Regulus. R-E-G.
Regulus.
R-E-G-U-L-U-S. Or you could, it also pronounced Regal. R-E-G-I-E-L. It is the Regal, which is the crown. This is the significance of this star. It pulls so much energy out of the atmosphere, and it feeds on the magnetic field. This is like the heart of the magnetic field. This is the crown. The significance of this is each house gets the weather crown, but it takes 2,160 years for it to go into each house. The crown just moved into Virgo.
Yes.
The crown just moved at 150 degrees into Virgo. So the new king is a queen. Damn.
The new king is a queen.
Do you know what this is going to be? This is going to be the best of both worlds, because we're talking about Virgo the Virgin. And who was Virgo in Egypt? It's the form of Isis.
Yes.
And what happened? Did Isis give her son, which was Hercules, how to kill the lion? It just left out of Leo the lion, which is Heru. But then Isis, what was her son named? Hercules? Tell everybody to spell Hercules. Let me spell Hercules for them. Hercules spells Hercules. H-E-R-C-U-L-E-S. Spell it. Write it down. Tell everybody to write that down. She told Hercules her clues.
Write it down, y'all.
She helped them figure the secrets out. Regulus. This was the heart of Judah. They had this at the heart of Judah. But it's not a heart. It's the crown that every house wear. Every house get a chance to share its power. Now, what do this mean for the planet? Because I'm going to put this in perspective on what this really means for the planet. We are moving into the age of gender. It's going to be the best of yin and yang.
Yes.
The best of male and female coming together. Everything got to be done right, hemisphere. You got to do it right. Everything you see that's fading away is fading away because it wasn't done right. Virgos are the perfectionists. Everything got to be done to perfection. That's why one of the famous quotes for Virgos is, perfect is just good enough. Everything done to perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I see a lot of Virgo energy, a lot of planets, in the constellation of Virgo for people, it's connected to nurturing, it's connected to nursing, to serving. The perfectionist is serving.
Yes.
But this has a direct connection with everything that's happening on the planet. This is the return of the king. This is the crown. It's the regal. It's the regal energy. And its opposite counterpart is the Pisces, you understand, which is connected to humanity. So this is the perfection of the spirit that's coming about. So this is why it's so important to understand what is that master vibration number 22. This is the perfection of the spirit. So think about it. Because we hear it all the time. We say nobody perfect. But we hear it all the time. Let me ask you something. Do the spirit have a body?
No.
No, the spirit is not limited to nobody.
That's right.
The spirit is not limited to nobody. So the nickname for the spirit is nobody. I promise I need everybody to understand this. Because the nickname for the spirit is nobody, because the spirit is not limited to a body.
That's right.
And nobody's perfect.
Nobody.
I hope you got that. Nobody's perfect. So this, long as this star was in this house, nobody had access to the hall of the records. Because there's a whole nother section. Because the Leo, the line in constellation, is the Sphinx. And you know they say the hall of the records, all the records are under the Sphinx, under the damn Leo.
Yes.
But by just moving out, it went into a whole nother area.
Yes.
So
the
it's
records
an exclusive
have
part
definitely.
Of it.
Mm-hmm.
What you say, Ms. Blue?
Yeah. The records have definitely moved, and, you know, I was talking about in an earlier show about what was going on in the Philippines, and what the Philippines, what happened is it was over 10,000, and probably even much more than that than we'll ever know, and my heart goes out to all of those in the Philippines, but they definitely were the record keepers of this last age that we came out of. And so what they did for all of those who will be going, because there is an influx that have moved. Some have already moved. Some are slowly moving themselves into this new dimension. They have sealed those records so that other records can be able to get, so you're able to get touch into and tap into other records. Earlier this year, I told you guys to watch the Pacific Ocean, to watch things coming out of the Pacific. And as you can see, there's been a ton of activity this year coming out of the Pacific, because this is where all of those older records were filed. This is where the filing system were, the people, the record keepers, were able to take these systems and put them away. But what's happening now, I told you guys also that I went to the other side of the Milky Way, is that there is other records that are out there. There are, how can I say, extreme records that are out there. What you're going to find is that now these records that once sort of those that very few could get themselves into, the Akashic records, a portion of the Akashic records. You're going to see people popping up everywhere saying now that they can get into the records. Well, of course you can,
right.
Because now another level of it has opened up. Just like before Edgar Cayce passed, he talked about another level of the records opening up, and then there was another level of the records that opened up a few years ago in 2012. There was another portion of the record. Well, now the records have moved, and so the records that are being left there now, these are records that everyone will have access to. But let me be clear, for those of you, and to date I've done over 22,000 readings. I don't even count the readings I've done on air. So I think I can speak a little bit about being in the records and things that I've seen in the records. And one of the main things that I'll tell you is that absolutely everyone can get into their Akashic records. Everybody. There's not a person on the planet that cannot get into their own records. There is a certain section that there is these records that you have to come as a pure heart. All of the mystics, all of our teachers, everyone talks about this, that you have to really kind of be in alignment to be able to get into a certain area to get into these records. Here's what you're going to see this year, next year. Everybody is going to be talking about records. People are going to be saying, hey, come, let me get into your records for you. Let me do this. What they're getting into is these records that sort of been left behind. When we talk about the Library of Alexandria, when it was about to get burnt down and Hypatia was there and they couldn't take all of those records, but they took the most critical records, they're looking at the records that were left behind. Those are the records.
Right.
Now, here's something that's critical. Like Brother Bilal was saying, myself included, there was a lot of information that I could not release out of respect for the work and out of the respect for me having the integrity in the work until it was this appointed time. And so this is how come I told you guys I would stop doing the readings. Well, I'm going to talk about that a little bit more. I'm going to tell you why the priestesshood is so important at this time. Because not only are these sisters coming online so that they can help you to understand about readings and to do readings for you, but these are going to be a unique group of sisters because I know because they were select and they were mentored with me. So those of you who've had readings with me, you can bear witness to that, and it's quite a few of you out there. So one of the things that's going to happen is they're going to not just be giving you a reading, but they're going to show you how to do readings for yourself. And so that is the main difference. This is not about just setting up something so that you can have a place to go. Because, see, everybody can do readings. But when you come to one of these sisters in the priestesshood, you will be able to take away, to be able to do readings and to be able to get into your files. They will be uniquely in these particular areas. And I don't care where you want to go, from the babies to the astral world, there is a sister in the priestesshood that could do this. And so what's going to happen is, for me, there is a select group files. And these particular files, you kind of got to go way, way far to get to these files because the files have moved. The records have moved, like the was telling you. These files have moved. It's no longer in the Sphinx anymore. And this is really what Spirit had been preparing me for. And so all of those trips to the other side of the Milky Way. And you're going to even see in the next coming years, the next 4 to 5 years, where scientists are going to be talking about further and further as they go out, more planets they're discovering. They're also going to be able to see the edge of the Milky Way and know that there is something that exists on the other side. But these are called premier files. And these will be the readings that I will be moving into, come into the year that we have coming up, the calendar year, 2014, premier files. So in order for me to do that, I definitely had to allow those files to be filed away and for those who are chosen to work with them to continue to work with them. But these files are from the beginning, from the very, very beginning. So what does that mean? That means that these files are not necessarily just files from the planet Earth. These files will take you from the beginning. It is the evolution of the soul, and this reading will take you into your soul's evolution all the way to the beginning, because those files, those premier files, are the files that I will be dealing with at that particular time. Mm-hmm.
That made me
so
think about it.
So these files really come.
Made me think about, like, the premiere of a movie, you know, because they show the premiere first before they actually put the movie out to everyone. And it would make sense because it took 25,920 years to get back to this point. This Virgo is also the energy of Newt. And didn't the Egyptians say the whole world started with Newt? They were letting you know what part of the constellation
the
everything was thought in. Even for our new year, is really in like the middle of August, September, where it starts with Virgo. That's our new year.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Even for your birth date.
Yes.
You damn near supposed to celebrate every 9 months. It took 9 months to get. Where did the year come from? Where did out of 3 months come from?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, so just understanding these things, and we're going to gradually walk in back into time with this to understand it. Because then they say we came from kings and queens, from the gods.
Yes.
That was because
mm-hmm.
the Egyptians had mm-hmm. named, they named the zodiac after the gods.
Yes.
That's what it was talking about. We came from the gods.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of saying, man, mm-hmm. I'm a fish, or I'm a crab, you were saying, man, I got the hootie energy, man. I'm with mother my yacht. I mean, you know, you felt good. You stuck your chest out about
that's
that.
That's right.
You stuck your chest out about
and
that.
You know,
think about
even...
in Chinese astrology. What you saying?
Yes. Yeah. No. I was just going to make the point about understanding about the connection about the gods and the goddesses. Like you said, that's something you could be proud of and really connect yourself on. I love that, because a big part of that teaching came from me, from Siharu Alkebulon, who's been
yeah.
on Remix and also taught and self-invested, to bring that information on. And even when I do the readings and I tell you the priest or the priesthood that you were connected
uh-huh.
with based on the vibration that you came to the planet, they wasn't naming you after an animal. They wasn't naming
right.
you after these made-up names. You were connected with where your divine god or goddess connected you with, and that was information
right.
that you could use from the past, now in the present, and take forward with you, like you said, into the future. So yeah, real powerful.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But understanding how the psychic works. Understanding how to say, because just that part of the constellation is just describing the energy of this person, the set
yeah.
energy with Sagittarius. It was describing the energy, just like in Chinese astrology. See, it depends on where you stay. It depends on where you live. We are all experiencing something different. So with Chinese astrology, if you have a little boy that grows up and he say, I came in the year of the dragon, I came in the year of the dragon, 7 years old, he come in the year of the dragon, he starts studying dragons. You see how this starts to play out? You start building your whole psychic behind the attributes, and it gives you that much energy and power. You're processing it from your mind power. But just say
mm-hmm.
he come to America and he, you know, come stay with a family because he's doing the, you know, with the schooling and everything, right? Well, you know what you call that. And he's 19 years old now and say, man, I'm the year of the dragon. I'm the year of the dragon. You know, he said, what's your symbol? He said, well, it's different over here. I'm a crab. Now, how do you think he going to feel talking to a damn crab? You don't think he's going to feel superior in that house? I step on your crab ass. You understand? Because it's developing the psychic.
Yes, yes, yes.
And even right now, the Chinese New Year on January 31st, they're going into the year of the horse.
Of
these
the horse,
are different
yes.
cycles.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know for yourself when you're in the house with your mother, you're on different cycles? Do you know you
That's
even
right.
made an agreement to have so many cycles before something opened up? The Nile River was a cycle. The river, it rose. And it, do you understand it's a cycle?
Right.
So, Regulus,
mm-hmm.
Listen to this good. It takes 72 years just to move 1 degree. That's like getting in your car and driving next door for 72 damn years.
Wow.
Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like driving to your neighbor's house for 72 years. It's one damn degree.
Years.
It's one house over.
One house over.
And it has 30 degrees. Man, do you know who are the people on this planet at this time? Because in order for you
That's
to
right.
be here right now, that means you've been here at the beginning of this shit. That's the only way this could happen. 72
mm-hmm.
years. Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I had to talk about that. You understand? It just
mm-hmm.
72 years to move 1 degree. And it has made it to a whole new house.
Wow. ISIS.
That's historical.
Yes.
Like, for real.
Historical. Yes.
Yeah, so, yeah,
wow.
But I feel good tonight, though. Yeah, I had to tell you guys that for real, because I had to wait 18 full moons to say that, right at 9 again.
Yeah.
You understand? And it's actually been 19 full moons, because they actually had an extra, you know, last year they had 13 full moons. It happened every 4 years, you know, so... Yeah, but just glad to share that with you guys. Regular.
Yeah.
The regal. The crown.
Regal. You know, it is almost as if the story of Isis and Osiris sort of being played out. You know? You know, it really is like this mythology of Set and Sar, or Isis and Osiris. It's being played out, you know. It really is. I know we look back for our day-to-day life, and we know that we're multidimensional people, and so these stories are really being played out through astronomy. I could really see that. Can you see that?
Oh, no, that's what it is, because think about, but listen at this. Osiris had 72 conspirers. It was 72 people that conspired against him, but they were talking about the 72 years, which are 72 generations.
Yes.
It's 72.
Yes.
You understand? So, yeah. So now think about the conspiracy theory. Think about this. Look what they're putting on TV right now. The 50th anniversary of JFK assassination. The conspiracy. See, they're pumping the conspiracy because they know what time it is. And if think about it.
Conspiracy theory, yeah.
That's right. But the story won't line up because it's only been 50 years. It was 72. If you add 22, the master builder 22 to 50, that's 72 again. The story would not work.
Yes.
That's why the story of Isis and Osiris is the greatest story ever told, because it's a trifecta.
Yeah.
It's a riddle.
Beautiful.
It's a metaphor, and it's mythology at one time. If you don't understand the astrology of it, you won't understand the essence of the story. You would only go so far with it. When you get into the astrology, you really start to understand it, because Osiris was Aries, the god with the one. Isis is Libra.
Yeah.
Think about the story. Osiris got chopped, got split 14 pieces. That's the astrology.
Yes.
Because right now they have the astrology chopped up into 12 pieces. So it's two members missing. They're talking about the astrology body.
Right.
Now think about Isis. And see, this is where it get confusing. They give you the right pronunciation, but they don't give you the right spelling. Because they're casting spells on people. Where they casting spells at? Right in the 6th and 7th grade, every week you take a spelling bee.
Yes.
And they come in front of the class, they say, all right, the word to spell today is Isis. And you spell I-C-E-I-S. Oh, no, that's not Isis. Isis is I-S-I-S. Wait, hold on. How you getting Isis out of that? I'm confused. No, just do as I say. That's not Isis. It's I-S-I. Is Isis. but guess what Isis is really saying? Guess what Isis really is? And I promise you, once you understand this, go and read the story then.
Yes.
Because Isis talking about the freeze. Isis talking about, like, the ice age. Isis is the feminine expression because it's the ability to freeze frame.
Yeah, freeze time.
It's the ability to hold focus. I'm going to show you what Isis is. Watch Isis. Watch this. I remember being young. My mother was taking me. She was taking us by her friend's house. But we have the talk while she brushing our hair. We should have, look, don't y'all go over here. Don't y'all ask these people for shit. Don't ask for nothing. Eat, don't you ask for a cookie. All right, mama, cool. when we get to the people house, the people say, what y'all want something to eat? Y'all want something? Y'all want? And my mama look at us, and we just get frozen. See, she just turned to ISIS like Wonder Woman. Like, man, you just get frozen. That's ISIS. See, ISIS is an energy. It's the guess what ISIS really is?
Yeah.
It's the ability to stare. When you're staring at someone, you lock eyes. It's also emotional love connect when you lock eyes with a person. That's ISIS. It's talking about an energy. So I'm going to give you the esoteric meaning behind Osiris. Listen at the esoteric meaning behind Osiris. Osiris is the iris of the eye. Ra is the retina. Isis is the motion of the eye moving and eye locking in. And this whole story is the eyeball's relationship with a timepiece. Horus, if you look at Horus, the word is hours. They're like hours in a day. All you got to do is switch the R and the U around. And set is the how you set the damn clock. And the conspirators are the hands on the clock. That's why we used to use a sundial, because a sundial don't have no damn hands on it. That's what this story is about. It's the eyeball's relationship with a damn clock. Because something happened and we came to a dead stop. It was a stopwatch. It's the story of a damn eyeball relationship to a clock. Because that what we're talking about, think about, we just say conspiracy, right? So we're talking about Khan in the spirit. Remember we talked about Genghis Khan?
Yes.
Genghis Khan, Khan
yes.
Being the prince of Genghis. So we're talking about Khan in the spirit. Look at the word conspiracy. You Khan in the spirit. Well, I'm going to give you another example. Just think about brothers talking about illegal business over the telephone. They get a conspiracy charge. And then we write back at 72, because most of them get 72 months, which is 5 years for conspiracy. But about talking about some shit, they kind of in the spirit. That's what you call it. You call it fad time. All right? So once you approach this story, you would see the whole thing lay out. Because remember, it took 72 years just to move one degree, one cycle. It just moved in last year in 2012. So children born in 2012 may just live in one cycle. You are witnessing the middle of the last cycle into a whole new cycle and a whole new house.
Yes. That's big stuff. Big.
Man, that is so big. That is so big. And moving into Virgo, the virgin, because it's talking about a virgin mindset, a pure heart.
A pure heart, yes.
A pure heart. Virgos run the mathematics. Virgo run the medical institution with nursing and taking care of people, because Virgos lost in service. Virgos also run the accounting field, because Virgos are so meticulous and precise with numbers. They're perfectionists, so they're not going to let up until it's right. They crunch numbers. So that's how they knew their banking system was going to fall with the money, because it's the star moving to the new house. It moves into the house of the accountant. And if you're not doing that shit right, it won't pass.
That's right.
So this energy is going to be about serving the people.
Yeah. Yes.
And see, if you do study, what'd you say?
I was going to say, and everyone has a Virgo in them. This is the thing.
Yes.
This is like lock you in to think that just if you're a Virgo or you're a Pisces or a Capricorn or Aquarius.
No,
or
you everything. No. You everything.
You're everything.
You see, because you have planets in all the houses. And let me tell you, Virgo is represented by the vibration of number 9. So anywhere you have a 9 in your birthday, even if it's 1900, the 9 represents the Virgo. So everybody have this energy in them anyway.
Right. Yes.
We're talking about just the attribute of where the crown is. Don't get locked in just because I'm not a Virgo. It's not going to work for me. It's not. That's not what it's saying. I'm telling you, this is the perfection of the spirit.
Yes.
They know the star was moving. They realized the star was moving almost 500-600 years. They were looking for the damn star because the heart of the Leo moved. They said, damn, the heart gone.
Where'd it go? Where'd it go?
Because somebody that was born 3 degrees ago told them the heart was in the middle. And somebody born 3 degrees later, which is 210 years later, don't see the damn heart no more because they wasn't born when it was in the center. You get so it brings it to banking. And you know overall what this means? Nobody gonna have a monopoly on shit.
That's right. Which is beautiful.
Yeah, you ain't gonna have no damn monopoly on shit. Think about the game Monopoly. Mm-hmm. Go to Monopoly, because they selling all of that shit around this time of the year, right? You grew up playing Monopoly? Who haven't played Monopoly? So thank you. But look, can everybody write that word Monopoly? I want you to look at this. Please look at this word. Look at Monopoly. Look at what a Monopoly is. So when you think about a Monopoly, you're thinking about somebody cornering the market. But that word mono, M-O-N-O, mean one.
One poly.
The word poly, P-O-L-Y, mean many. So what it's talking about, one of many. That's just like if you own a chain of Subway. It's one damn Subway, but you may have many stores in different locations that monopolizes that community. We're talking about a monopoly. So this is when, so I like what you say even about the Premier Files, because it's telling you what you came here to monopolize. It's not about monopolizing people. It's about bringing different expressions of yourself out. It's just one you that's going to express yourself with many different projects. Monopoly.
Right. That's right.
So, but let me ask you a question, though. Ask everybody, who is Polly? Because we're talking about Monopoly,
who's
but
Polly,
who is Polly on... Who is Polly? And this is so important. Who is Polly?
Yes. Who's Polly?
And tell them write this Polly down. P-O-L-L-Y. Who is Polly?
He said and Polly see, Pocket, Polly Parrot.
Yeah, this is Polly Parrot. It is Polly Parrot. And this is so important for the energy we're moving into at this time, because wherever you have a parrot, you have a pirate. See, because the parrot sits on the pirate's shoulder. So who is Polly? But who is Polly in this equation? Because, see, Polly is very significant to where we're going, because when you're talking about bringing a whole new energy, when you're talking about opening up files from the beginning, there may not be no books on what you're talking about.
It's not. It really isn't.
It may have to be a trust relationship where you understand, I've been working on this so long, I'm discovering I'm going deep into the record, so it may not have a reference book. So who is Polly? Because when you talk about the parrot, Polly, all you're talking about is the type of person that keep repeating what someone else said. And then when you get tired of hearing the parrot talk, you stuff his damn mouth with a cracker because he's talking too damn much.
Right, right. Say that again. Please say that again.
The parrot is a bird that mimics something his master is telling him, or his master is telling her. It's that type of energy. Well, I'm going to give you an example of that. Let me give you an example. It's just like I'm at a business meeting, and, you know, we just strike up a conversation. And me and the brother start talking, and I tell him, say, man, look, I've been working with this astrology thing for a while. And, you know, I came up with my own theory. And, you know, I start breaking it down to him, and he is looking at me like I'm crazy. And he said, man, you can't do that. That's not even real. And this is what I need you to understand. He's saying that because I don't have no book to reference him back to.
Right.
So anybody that's around a person like that, this is what you do. In that same meeting, and when he starts telling me that I don't know what I'm talking about and that theory would never work, all I have to do is say, I was reading on Einstein and Einstein said it. And he goes, say, oh, nah, I agree with that. See, Polly want a cracker.
Polly want a cracker.
Anytime I say the cracker name, you accept it. You don't believe me when I say Regulus has moved and it only moved 2,100 years, but the Pythagoras said it because he probably need a cracker.
Polly need a cracker.
Polly need a cracker. It depends on what we're talking about. I may bring you David Duke and give you a saltine cracker, a salty cracker. So, I promise you, I'm not trying to hide no books from you on how to learn. I learned this shit from dealing with people. I didn't learn from too many crackers.
Oh, wow, that's good.
Life taught me.
Polly want a cracker.
Polly want a cracker. Think about, well, hold on. Man, look at Oprah. Oprah don't look out for nobody. Look how Oprah put Dr. Phil and Dr. Oz on. Why she ain't putting no brothers on there? Why, was she going to find no black diet damn doctors?
Polly
no. Oprah know that y'all don't trust black doctors. Y'all say they haven't been doing it long enough. So Polly want a cracker.
They want a cracker. That's right.
So she sucked him out with a damn cracker and shut you up.
Somebody in the chat room said, life taught me Polly need a cracker. Oh, really? Well, I said, everyone
you call that animal
is
cracker.
Moving on. That's the animal cracker.
See, chocolate kill parrots. Parrots can't eat chocolate.
Yeah. If you have a parrot,
so we
and
sipping
you give
cocoa tonight. We drinking chocolate milk tonight.
Yep,
dip your cracker in some
chocolate
milk. Dip your cracker in chocolate milk. Okay? So that's who Polly is in Monopoly. You know what's happening, Ms. Blue? Remember I talked about how the zodiac, it rises you up, and when you understand you connected to the God Gab or God Haru, and you start taking that energy on?
Yeah.
So what happened with the game Monopoly is nothing wrong with the game. It's the objective of the game that's so corrupted. It's developing different mindsets. You playing this game at 7, 8, 9 years old.
Yeah, it's teaching
you. The objective of the whole, it's teaching you. You building your psychic on how you playing this game.
Mm-hmm.
The whole objective of the game is to bankrupt everybody.
Yes. To make everyone go bankrupt. Mm-hmm.
You only win when you bankrupt everybody you around. Why we can't play this game and help each other out? If I see you getting ready to lose your money, if I see you getting ready to go to jail, why I can't send you $50 on the Monopoly? Like, man, look, you'll get out in a couple of circles around this Monopoly board. You understand? Why we can't support each other? It's about going bankrupt. And that's how you win, by me taking all your shit.
Yeah.
And we start building our life like that. I got to take everything from you, and that means I'm successful to see you with shit out on your ass. Because I'm successful now.
That's right. Yeah.
They're building psychics and mindset with this. If you want to play this game, tell your children, help each other out. When you see your sister getting ready to lose all her shit, go to her damn rescue. Even if you got to rob the fucking bank.
Right.
Because the banks is sitting right next to you. Shit, somebody's holding that damn paper money right next to you. So if, you understand, make a loan for your sister. Sell some of it. See, we have to teach our children in a different way. Because the monopoly is the thing we trying to monopolize on shit. That shit is, it was clever.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Bankrupt. You got to be bankrupt.
That's right. That's right.
Do you know how clever that shit is?
Yeah.
Do you know how clever that is? Even to name where you keep your money a bank?
Yes. That's right. Your memory bank.
The memory bank.
That's
you got
right.
a food your... bank. You got a blood bank.
Bank. That's right. Wherever there's a bank, they need a code. Everybody can't access the bank. If there's a bank, you cannot have access. So that word itself really kind of locks you in when you see bank.
Right.
When you see anything, blood bank, it's a place where they take blood. You don't go to a blood bank to get blood. No one. You
right.
take blood. They take blood. When you go to a food bank, you have to
That's
qualify
right.
in order to get the food for the bank.
But now listen at this bank, because they even know how much in love you were with the Nile River. It wasn't so much of the Nile River, it was the banks of the river where you were standing to witness the Nile.
That's right.
Wherever there's waterway, wherever there's a river, a lake, they have bank. The bank is the outer surface where you stand to watch the water, to fish.
Right.
It's called a bank.
You got to have a bank.
You got to have a bank.
That's right.
We have a place right here in New Orleans right off the bank of the Mississippi. And my brother, all the time, he put a note in the bottle like a withdrawal slip and throw it in the bank. He making a withdrawal from the bank. He throw it in the water. He had the banks.
The banks, yeah.
Do you realize Willie Lynch told his story from the banks of the river, from the banks?
Yeah.
You think it's coincidence they put that there?
Mm-hmm.
Where you stand at with your bank? Can you get a loan?
Right.
Where's the bank? All right, and this is so significant because it's even like a person that know how to shoot pool. They have something when you're shooting pool, it's a bank shot.
Mm-hmm.
See, because the mindset of this is something you're banking on.
That's right. There are even people who are banking that it won't work. They're banking
yes.
on it. They're banking
yes.
on it. They're sitting back right now listening and banking on you not
yes.
getting it. They're banking you won't get it.
Yes. Because it's just like the person said in the chat room, sometimes Polly need a cracker.
That's right.
And I get it, because you're banking on them.
You're banking on them.
That's
so
who you bank with.
That's right. That's who you bank with. You're letting them know.
That's who you bank with.
This is who I'm down with, and this is who I bank with, so that's why I need a cracker.
That's it.
That's why I need the cracker.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. But, you know.
But
I tell you.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say with that whole thing, you know, earlier this year I talked about the origin. It actually was about 2 years ago and how the music would change. You know, we went through this whole big thing
mm-hmm.
where so many people were saying, oh, the music is shit, the music is dead, the music is crap. But if you look around, we have so many amazing artists that are coming out with time-conscious music, music that really has a meaning in the message, and they're everywhere. They're coming all over the world, all parts of the world, all genres, and they're doing it. And this is a part of those who are a part of the origin. There will even come
right.
a time where there will be artists. We have them now, but it's going to come it's going to come even more, like I said 2 years ago, that we would see this time, and it's here, where people are creating art, and they're creating it from their higher self. They're creating it from their spiritual mind. They're really creating it from other worlds and other dimensions that they've been in. There are sisters and brothers that actually listen to the remix, that are sculpting things, that are creating things that are literally out of this world. And so that thing that we know, art and creativity, is coming back online, because manifestation is going to be the lowest vibration on the planet.
Right.
And what's going to happen, you're going to see those people who have moved themselves from manifesting to creation. And you're going to understand the difference between manifesting something and creating something. See, because when you create, like you said, Brother Bilal, Polly ain't going to have a cracker. Understand? See, we are the creators of this world, and this is a big part of what the elevation is going to be. That's right. It doesn't mean that you won't see people who are not people of color creating, because it will be a frequency, and this soul group is going to rise to this frequency, and you will see it. They're going to do things way outside the box, and yes, this is the perfect time to talk about Drake. People are talking shit about Drake. You know why? Because he didn't stay in his place, because he didn't do what Polly Want a Cracker does. He did something completely outside the box that people cannot accept. But those of us who are outside the box, those of us who are into creation, we understand those vibrations and frequencies no matter where they come from. So this is what you're looking for. It is in the place where you can begin to create, not manifest. Manifestation, that's everyday. That's everyday. But creation is going to be a whole another level. Those are who are creating. And anybody who created something, or if you've ever created something in your life, I guarantee you there is a theme that you're going to hear. People are going to tell you that shit ain't going to work. They're going to tell you it's a waste of time. They're going to tell you ain't nobody going to listen to you. They're going to tell you that ain't nothing. Unless you're with your soul group. Because if you're with your soul group, your soul group will understand. You understand? And that's all that's going to understand is your soul group. The rest of the people, they're going to do what they normally do. They're going to bank, and they're going to want their crackers. They're going to sit on the bank, and they're going to be looking for their fucking crackers.
Right. That's right. And they've been taught that through behavior. We have become so materialistic and so physical as a people. And that's why it's so hard to get into, you know, your another state of your mind. So how would you get into the premier files if you damn near on the ground with your information?
Right, right.
And y'all, you don't have to keep saying the black man God and the black woman God. They know you're not God. They know you know you're not God. God don't live in hell. You understand what I'm saying? Give me damn proof. They ain't talking about no goddamn physical place. Because, see, I'm going to be honest with you. The area where this planet is moving, and the whole universe, people know this. Where this damn planet has moved, it has moved into an elite part of who you are. The spirit is ours, hands down. They know you are a worshiping person. They know you connected to the spirit. We are moving into the 5-star restaurant of the spirit. And 5-star restaurants don't serve crackers, only bread and butter. I'm sorry.
You know what?
So that's why, look, this been a whole damn series. Yeah, it's been a journey. It's been a ride that you took them on. You say the origin. You saw this shit coming because you knew how this shit was lining up. So that's how you're growing up on Earth. The Kundalini Lab. The 24 scientists. You understand? We think about tonight. I wanted to go retro. What retro mean? Ask the chat room what retro mean. Who can help me? What is retro?
What is retro, guys? What's retro?
What retro mean? I don't know what retro mean. Please help me.
backwards, some people are saying old school, some people are saying...
Oh, old school. Well, so hold on. This is a retrograde. We being graded from old. It's an old test I'm taking.
It's an old
Think
test.
About your son. Your son last year, Ms. Blue, your son last year, he was in critical.
Yes. Critical condition,
what you did?
Yes.
You were graded from the past.
Yes.
You, it went into retrograde. It went to graded from the past. That's why you want all these damn retrograde Jordans. You're not holding on to all that old shit because you like it. You're holding on to it as a damn witness.
That's right.
Oh, when you thought you were balling with that shit, you were shitting on people, and you're being graded from the past. That's why it's called retrograde. Ain't some of no Mercury in retrograde. You being graded from the damn past. If you doing good right now, it's from a fucking grade from the past. It's a retrograde. And I hope it's grade A.
I got an A plus.
A plus. And that's how you assist and help others besides yourself.
That's right. That's right.
So that's why the master builder is so important right now.
It is. Nothing but love.
They looking for the master builder. He in the catch 22. See, they're trying to catch number 22. Where is this master builder?
Where
is this master builder?
Where he at?
Because you can see the 22, see, is 20s. You know the T is a T square. It's 20, 22. Twin Towers,
22.
The master number vibration. Go ahead, Ms. Blue.
No. I'm just here in a good space. Good.
Yeah. This is a person with the incredible power of thought. This is a person that's locked into Tahuti. And Tahuti don't give everybody the sword.
Mm-mm.
This is a person that's able to make everything one. This is a master builder. But we have come to a catch 22. We in a damn dilemma. Because what is a catch 22? Damn if you do, damn if you don't.
You don't. That's right. Damn.
It's a dilemma.
You do.
A situation where you no longer have a choice. It's a damn dilemma. When you don't know what else to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A dilemma. Listen, hold on. Let's go back to this. We are in a catch 22.
Mm.
When you don't know what else to do.
Mm.
When someone give you an ultimatum, do what I say or else.
That's right. That's right. Or else. Yeah.
That's why you got to find something solid to bank on, because if all else fails.
Yes.
You got to find something to bank on, because what you bank on is what you believe in. I'm banking on you.
Hmm.
When I do them damn soul alignment readings, I'm banking on you because I'm giving you my all. I'm banking on you to get this shit.
I'm banking.
I'm depending on you.
That's right. When I do the readings, I'm banking on you guys. I'm banking because I'm giving it all I got. I'm banking on you. Banking on you.
See, so the catch 22. So what is it? So it first became a deadlock. So this is why we even sharing keys tonight. Because, see, you know how you say, man, I'm just looking for the keys of life. You know, Stevie Wonder did the keys of life. Because you've been locked in that damn prison like we talked about before. You need the keys to get out. So they know the first thing when you woke up, you're going to start looking for keys.
That's right.
But they gave us Scarface on the TV in 1984. Then we start looking for kilos.
Mhm. Mhm.
Because they knew you was going to wake up and look for keys because you were in a deadlock. You're trying to get out from being dead. So think about, man, you got over 2 million brothers in jail. They're fucking POWs. They're the abandoned nation. That's their negotiating power. That's the POW. That's your prisoners of war. So I'm getting ready to expose to you the coldest game ever ran. And if I want to be political correct, the biggest heist that was ever done, the con job. Because think about when you're running game, what they say, you're running G, right? The coldest ever ran. What is the coldest game ever ran on you? And it's the real reason they taught you stories about people coming back. It's not about the story of somebody coming back. It's because of what it causes you to do. They taught you this as a child, and you don't even figure this shit out till you're damn near on your deathbed. The coldest game ever ran. The coldest game ever ran was to get you to start, stop, and wait.
Yeah.
Let me say that again. The coldest game ever ran was to get you to wait. So they brought you to a dead weight, just like going to the gym, you lifting dead weight. That's why all of our people are so damn impatient, because they've been fucking waiting forever.
Yeah. That's right.
So
they can't
even
wait.
Story,
they can't wait.
Every story is about somebody coming back from the dead, a dead weight.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you carrying
a
so much
weight
on it's dead weight. The story was designed to get you to wait, wait. You don't even know what the fuck you're waiting on no more. You don't even know why you're waiting. You don't even know what you're waiting on.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when you get off your ass and go do it, you say, man, all this time I've been, well, I could have been there. This, I don't even know what I was waiting on.
That's right. That's right.
So all the work we do is designed to get you to move. Stop waiting. Stop waiting on someone to come damn save you.
That's right, waiting on someone to save you. That's what I wanted you to speak on, was about how the waiting leads to impatience, how the waiting leads to frustration, how the waiting leads to division, how the waiting leads to hating, how the waiting leads to depression, how the waiting leads to killing, how the waiting leads to anger.
Yeah, because we start to blame other people for our waiting.
That's right. And then you start looking for a savior.
Oh, yeah, because you already been set up since 5, 6 years old to look for one coming back.
That's right.
Don't they tell you? Don't they tell you the story? That think about even with Jesus. Jesus is coming back. He done already came back, but you think he got to come back again? That's what this story say in the Bible.
That's
he said
right.
He came back 3 days later. So when he gonna come back? What is the story? But they have you waiting.
Waiting.
So don't wait on Brother Bilal.
That's right. Don't wait on Miss Blue.
You can't. You got to stop waiting. Shit is dead. You've been set up for that. Even if your business is getting ready to go out, your business going down, and you're waiting on someone to come save it. You waiting on someone to come bail you out. Relationship failing, you need a marriage counselor. You going to tell him what you already know. What are you waiting on?
Right. Yes.
Didn't they have him waiting for the new iPhone? They were just sitting there waiting.
That's right.
Look, they got you saying, I just can't wait till it come out. You're waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel someone is in a position to help you, you're waiting on them. You're not even making nothing happen for yourself. You're waiting.
Yeah. Waiting.
So what you have to do? Either stay waiting or go ahead.
Or go ahead.
Either you're going to stay waiting, sitting still waiting on something that you don't even know what you're waiting on. Because if you ask yourself what I'm waiting on, if you say, hey, what am I waiting on? You don't even know. You don't even know.
True.
And remember this here. And I know this for a fact because I waited tables. Waiters don't make money.
Mm-mm.
Waiters live off tips.
Mm.
And I know this from, I'm in New Orleans. I waited tables a long time. Waiters don't make money. The check ain't shit. I lived off tips, off of people giving me a tip. And look, they had me on the tip until they gave me the tip. Because I had to be nice and shit. They had me on the tip. I had to run, go get their water, run. I'm on the fucking tip. You know when I got you on the tip? See, waiters don't make money.
Hmm.
And then look, they got you waiting tables. What's the significance of that? It's a timetable. You're waiting all the time. You're waiting tables. You're just waiting.
Yeah.
I'm waiting till they give me a tip. If they don't tip me, I don't eat tonight. So I'm getting ready to give you a tip. They get off your ass. I'm going to give you. That's a good tip. You need tips. If you want a good tip of the day, I suggest you move on, stop waiting, and go do it.
Go do that. Beautiful.
And I'm not going to leave you hanging. I'm not going to leave you hanging because, look, this is what I want you to do. This is what I want you to do. This is exercise. Write down all the things you're waiting on. I'm talking about write the whole list of things you're waiting on. Start with the thing you're really waiting on. If you're waiting to become successful, if you're waiting to be the singer, if you're waiting to be the rapper, write all that shit down. And then on another piece of paper, I want you to write down all the characteristics of the person you feel could come and save you. Write it down to the T. What type of person you looking for, who it is, what they look like. Write that person down. All right, and then read it out loud who this person is. Write the characteristics and the attributes this person would need to come and save you. All right, now we have the third part of this exercise. Watch this. Now I want you to become that person that you wrote down.
Right.
And here's the last part. Then that way, if you can't do it, you know nobody else out there could do it.
Yes. Yes. That's
if
right.
You can't do for you, how I'm going to come and do what you,
what
can't
you
do
can't
for
do
your damn
yourself.
Self?
That's right.
This would be so fair for you to write down the person you're looking for, and you become that person. And if you know you can't do it, don't expect me to damn do it.
That's right.
And then look, if you can do it, fuck, I don't have to come do it then. You're getting it done. You're getting
you
it done
it.
Now.
You got,
you
it.
Got it.
You got it. Oh, wow. Good stuff. Beautiful. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm gonna put a couple of people on the line right now because, you know, with this star moving into this house, it's in 0 degrees in Virgo. Is there 71 more years in that one damn degree? Just the first people off the bat, I'm getting ready to put them on the spot. The first people on the spot are the people that was born premature. It was the reason you were born premature. It's not a damn side effect. You
right.
are the first to bat. Get off your ass and make it happen. Get to work. It's not a side. Ain't nothing wrong with you. It's the reason it was premature. Fall in love
that's
with
right.
people call your side. It's not no goddamn defect. It was premature for us to know who's up to bat first.
That's right. Who's coming
These
through?
These are all ancient souls coming back to this damn planet. The star,
yes.
The last time the star been here was 25,920 years ago.
That's
the second
right.
up to bat, everybody that was adopted.
Yes. Big one.
Y'all
big
the first
one.
Two up to bat.
Yeah.
Because, let me tell you, these brothers and sisters are so gifted. It was
yes.
no other way to get you to the damn planet. You had to come under the radar of what would look like turbulence of being adopted, of being premature. That's how you came under the damn radar. Even when I'm on here doing readings and I say, damn, you're a writer. Damn, you're an artist because we got to beautify this shit again. I'm not just saying that. That's why most of this soul group is locked into beautifying
That's right.
this.
That's right.
Because, see, the bank, the when you shoot pool and you talking about making a bank shot, you're making the bank off the damn cushion.
Mm.
You the damn
mm-hmm.
cushion to the
mm-hmm.
damn planet. So stop getting upset. You a damn ancient being. Stop getting upset about being adopted. Stop being upset with your mom and dad. Whatever that shit, let it go and bring your shit
yeah.
to the table because it don't matter. It
That's
was
right.
no other way to get that much talent to this planet. You
That's
are
right.
all in time capsules, like taking a damn pill. It's wrapped with a seal. Because when it gets in your stomach, it releases. It's a time capsule. You've been in a damn time capsule. And
That's
when the
right.
star hit this damn house last year, the time capsule was being released. That's why it's time to release your shit to the world.
That's right. It's
There's
time.
Nothing wrong with you.
It really is. Nothing.
But it's time to step it up to the plate. All right. I get a little hype a little bit.
It's all good. It is all good, Chad. It's all good. It's all good.
Mm. Oh. So let me ask you something. And, you know, and I know it's so divine. I want to do read. You know, I love doing readings.
Yes,
I want to look
too.
At everything.
Yeah.
And I want to see if you could, well, I don't want to pick no, I just want to go random, but if you could go into a person's premier file, I'm talking about some shit never been done before. You never heard this word before, be honest with you. Go into their premier file, and I want to connect them back to the premium words. You know, just like at the gas station. Yeah, because you don't, the regular gas ain't doing it no more. You need damn high octane. You need 93.
So true. So true.
I want to connect them to the premier. I want to look at what they're working with to connect them to the premium fuel because words are your fuel. What do you tell yourself when shit is not going right? That's the fuel.
That's it.
And it's time to go to the gas station.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
yeah.
we're going to do. And I will. I will go in. I'm not going to, of course, this will just be sort of a sample of that here that we'll be able to take a look at and take a look at these premium files. Because, like you said, it's so many ancient souls on the planet at this time, and so many of those who have not been on the planet for a very long time as well too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, but it's time to make perfect sense. Everything about this energy is going into perfection. It's the perfection of art. It's the perfection
okay.
of language. It's
yes.
your perfect self.
Yes.
The only thing that makes you not perfect is if you're comparing yourself to someone.
That's right. That's it. The only thing. Yeah.
Making mistakes don't have anything to do with you not being perfect.
Or don't. And that's the big thing. It's nothing wrong with you. You understand? It's absolutely nothing wrong. One of the main things for the readings and where I stand with that is to bring you back to love, to bring you back to yourself, and to go from there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, let me put this out there also, Ms. Blue, because understanding the premier files also, if a person hadn't done enough of work to even get into it yet to be revealed, how do that go? You understand? Because I know it is so much work, so many hours you need to put in for things to open up.
It is true. Yeah. And that's true. I know we don't like to hear that. We like to think that, you know, we could just jump into something and do it, but it is so true. You do have to put in amount of work, not amount of work into me, not amount of work into this planet, but amount of work into yourself. And so that is the position that we're going to be taking a look at. We're just going to see exactly where you are and begin to talk about that. Talk about it from the premier files. Brother Bilal is going to be speaking to you. One of the other things that I just kind of want to give you guys heads up, we're going to also be talking about all kinds of things that come up. One of the things that we'll be doing in self-invested, and this will probably come after the first of the year, but we're going to talk about the significance of the crop circles, the real significance of it, and where this energy is really showing up on the planet and why it is really here. Because so many things have been opened up with the records. One of the things that I have been saying for a long time, Stonehenge, where everybody likes to talk about, and you'll see more and more of these cases coming up, where they're finding out that Stonehenge, that they wasn't even looking at the right rocks. So they're going to find lots of things that they thought they were, that this is not what it is. You understand? Yeah, it's not what it is. It's important, though, that we begin to incorporate these things. Sometimes, particularly, not all of the Remix listeners, some of us, particularly those here in the West, and one of the things that spirit guides and other spirits have told me is that we have a very closed mind when it comes to the conscious world. And so we only like to look at certain components. And it really is about opening yourself up and knowing that all of this is available to you. And if you lock yourself out, then you're going to be missing a big part of your own development. So that's going to be key. Yeah,
that's getting off that physical plane.
Yes. Getting off of this physical plane. Wow. So many of you guys on the phone line, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1. When you get on the phone lines, that we know that you're there, and we're just going to kind of jump around because there's quite a few hundred of you guys on the phone lines here, and so we're just going to kind of be kind of going a little bit here, a little bit of there. When you get on the line, you're going to give Brother Bilal your birthday. You're going to give that to him, and we're going to start to go there. And we'll have them talk to us for a minute, tell us a little bit about what's going on. Enjoying the share, enjoying what's going on here. Yes. All right. So here we go. Let's go to the line here. All right. We're going to go to the caller calling in from area code 617. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 617, you're live in Remix. We'll come back. It's too many people. You guys definitely need to be at the computer. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 202, you're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
How you doing today, Ms. Blue? This is Andrea. Can you hear me?
Yes, can. Greetings to you, Andrea.
Yes, I
can. Hi, brother.
Hi, Andrea.
How are you?
All right. How are you? I'm good. Getting self-invested last night, huh?
I said, I'm doing great. It was a great night last night at Self-Invested. You guys are going to do it if you haven't already.
You did a great job yourself. Thank you. Thank you. Give me that birth date again, Andrea.
5/13/1982.
All right. Yes, indeed. What else is going on? How did you enjoy the class last night?
Oh, man, it was awesome. I mean, awesome. And I even tried the candle magic you told me to do, just tearing into the flames and releasing it. One time my flame got so big, I scared myself. I said, oh, Lord, I should have done this outside.
Yeah, smoke detector for real. Oh, man. Yeah, work with me here 1 second, because I want to be able to give you what you could bank on also. Okay, that's going to be very, yes. Yeah, that's important to me. Wherever Uranus at is where what you could bank on, and that's your writing. For you, your writing is what you can bank on.
Wow.
Your writing. And the magical statement for you is, I will reap what I sow. Because as you're writing, you're sowing.
Wow.
All right, so you are really a sewing machine.
That is hilarious.
That, you know,
I wrote today. Wow.
Oh, and now check this out. Remember, you know, I was talking about Monopoly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you play Monopoly with your son. Oh, that's going to open up so much for him and for the whole family. If y'all play Monopoly on assisting each other. Even look at the totem he picked.
You know,
even
it's so...
What you say?
Whatever. Wednesday night. I think it's Wednesday night. He was like, can you play this game? And I was like, why do you always want to play Monopoly? What is wrong with you? And he always picks the jet. That's all he ever picks is the jet.
It's the jet? Damn.
Yep. That's all he ever picks. I'm the jet. All right. You five. You don't even know what we're doing. Like, he loves to play Monopoly. We just did this Wednesday night.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
And I tell you what, you could build his whole mindset with understanding that. That's like a real key for developing business and not wanting to bankrupt. It's enough for everybody. Look at all those damn spaces on that board. You mean to tell me you need all of those damn spaces? How are you going to stay on St. Charles Place and Pennsylvania Avenue in one damn time? And then start seeing how many chances he takes, how much of the dice he keep rolling. You understand? Help develop that mindset through the game.
Wow.
So that's powerful. But you are truly a sewing machine. But Uranus, and everybody who I have done the reading for, wherever your Uranus is, that's what you bank on. That's your cushion.
Mm-hmm.
We all need cushion. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we know we're talking about the throne, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We're talking about Regulus is the star that represents the crown. That's why everybody's been talking about the Lord of the Ring, Return of the King. Watch the throne. The throne is the cushion in your damn bathroom. It's your toilet. Go sit on the throne.
Wow.
Go think about that shit on the throne.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You have never ceased to amaze me. Never. Wow.
But now, do it make sense? Think about why they would call the toilet the damn throne. Because it's plush. Go buy a damn car from a dealership and they give you some metal seats. The car not plush if it don't have no plush damn seat. You need cushion. You never ride around no damn metal seats. You don't go to the damn movie theater and they got the fucking cushion toilet seats. Because you're not coming here to shit. You're coming here to watch movies. The throne is at your home. So watch the damn throne. Watch your home.
Yeah.
If you show your child how to play Monopoly, you really showing both of y'all at one time, because he going to teach you some shit. And both of y'all are being jets.
That's
jet
right.
setting.
That's right.
Trust me, he teaches me every day. And I was listening to you saying how important 22 was, and his birthday is actually, he was born on the 22nd. And I was like, another side, this guy right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, I'm on y'all team. Shit. Yeah, that's why they can't catch 22. See, he jet setting. That's all I have, Ms. Blue. Go ahead, do y'all thing.
Thank you, Ms. Blue.
Hello?
Yes.
Ms. Blue? Yeah.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. Went dead for a minute.
Oh, okay, yeah. Over here, just a lot of things going on, you guys. Just a lot of beautiful things going on. One of the things, and I'm not going to keep you long, but I'm going in your premiere files. The first thing that I want you to make note of, and I want you to hold this particular date, and you may even feel some kind of way every time of the year when this date comes up for you. And that date for you is going to be, the first day, the very, very first day for you to be alive on the planet in this carnation was the 7th of August.
Mm.
That's your first day. If you were to speak with your parents, you could ask your mother about what was her night like. It was a Thursday, August the 6th. What was that like for her? I'm sure she can tell you it was a pretty magical night. Because that was the night that you were conceived. You were conceived during that particular time.
Oh, my God. You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. One other thing. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm like, the 7th of August, but when you said the 6th, then we went to the party. Her and my dad. Oh, my God. I know that story.
Wow.
Trust me. It's embedded in my brain.
Yes.
That's
beautiful because a lot of times as parents, we don't communicate that to our children, but that's an important day because that's the day that you were conceived and it was so much love going on that particular day for you. So around the 6th and around the 7th, that's a great day. If you want to do something special, maybe a particular ritual for you to begin to do that day. I'm going to tell you something that's in your premiere files, and we're going to talk about this a little bit. And this has to do with mountains, because mountains are connected with you in your premiere files. And I'm going to show you this, and I want you to think about this song, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. I want you to think about that because that song right there is going to ring true to you because it's the role that you play in the people's lives that is around you. You are that mountain. You are the one that they come to. You're the one they look to for that strength. They're the ones that everyone is sort of kind of leaning on you. You know, they're the ones that they're trying to climb. They're trying to tackle. They're trying to, at times you might have even felt that somebody was trying to destroy your mountain. Take your mountain down. To understand this, I want you to understand it from an energetic point. So kind of stay with me a little bit here. It's a little crazy in here trying to go to these particular things. But one of the key things, you coming back to the planet, is really, really to understand that you are solid. You're very, very solid. Solid as a rock. And you have to begin to get more solid in your life. Because right now, you know, if a mountain is not solid, we know what happens to a mountain when it's not solid. You know what happens when a mountain is not solid?
It disappears. It crumbles.
It caves down. It crumbles. It starts to crumble. And this is how even when you're traveling, they will tell you, look out for falling rocks. So make sure that you're not throwing no rocks anywhere. You can't throw rocks because you are a mountain. Understand that is going to be your weakness. You can't throw rocks at nobody. Don't do it. This will really be a big part of your kryptonite because it has so much to do what is going on with you. And just like when you're crossing across a lot of tunnels and you go through, like even when you're going up through Bear Mountain, and for those of you who are on the East Coast, if you've ever driven through Bear Mountain or going up that way, it is actually a mountain. And inside the mountain, they built the tunnel. And you can actually drive through the mountain. So these are going to be some things that are going to be very, very key for you to remember, especially when it comes to your family, especially when it comes to you, is I want you to start taking a look at a couple of mountains and take a look at them. You've done a lot of work on yourself, but the work on yourself is an external expression. Here's what I would love. I would love for you to begin to work more on the internal you and not your external expression. You've made that beautiful, and it is, but I want you to get solid on the inside, because a big part of your work once you do go in the inside is going to be able to work with minerals. Working with these minerals is to help people heal things like their bones and bone marrow. People who have issues dealing with bone marrow and different ailments that impact them when it comes to the different bones or the skeletal system within their body. You'll be an excellent healer for that, and you actually can tap into the frequency, the new frequency that crystals have, because crystals have realigned themselves on the planet. So pick you up a crystal and really begin to work with it on a new frequency, because you have all of those elements. Study those things of the element chart and begin to work with that. Anything that is healing to the bones or the skeletal system, that's going to be a natural place for you to live. Yeah.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
one thing I want to say, Ms. Blue.
Yes.
Me and this sister here, like pretty much fell out through email because it's... How long before you got your reading, Andrea? Tell her what happened.
A year. It was a year. And
she was not in a good cycle at the time.
Yeah,
and
I
like not understanding. I was like, I'm not understanding what you're saying. Like, explain this to me. But I guess I was being very analytical from the outside. I was like, I'm not understanding.
Yeah.
Like, why don't you just have a price chart? I just kept asking a lot of questions. And then he was like, I want you to do this. Go do this. I was like, oh, my goodness, am I ever going to get this reading done? But it was like so many steps. But when I got the reading, mind-blowing. I've been running around here, Mom, you really need to get this done. Like, you just don't understand. Like, I've even gone to him and said, can you do one for my son? Because it's just, wow.
I'm glad to say that. Because that, just like we discovered last night, we are all not in the same area in our life. Because there's some things you could learn that may damage you for the rest of this life.
Yeah,
that's true.
Right, but I do see your growth, and I truly appreciate it. Truly appreciate your energy.
Beautiful.
Well, I thank you, because between you two, I have been, Brother Willada had me in books. Every time Ms. Blue say something about a book, so I'm like, wait, let me write that down. Let me go look that up. Because I'm always just trying to, I need to know. And sometimes I even said to Brother, but I was like, I know I'm hounding you. Let me just go ahead and pay you for this time. Because I know at one day he had to have like 30 emails for me. I was like, I need to understand what you're saying. Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
No, you're very welcome. Very welcome.
Beautiful.
Thank
yes.
You.
Thank you so much. Peace and love. Peace and love. And
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for listening. Peace and love. Hold the line. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 617. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
My name is Toshiba.
Okay, Toshiba.
Okay.
And when is your birthday?
It's your birthday.
I'm sorry, I have a cold, so it's probably hard to understand me. 7/7/73.
7/7/73.
7/7/93/11.
What's going on with you this evening?
Nothing much, just hanging out, listening to the show, enjoying it very much.
Okay, okay, that's a good thing. Let me see for you. Your statement, hold on, let me line this up right. Let me make sure. Seven. Because what we're looking to do, looking to give you some premium fuel for what I want you to say to yourself when it look like shit is going haywire. And it would be, love will conquer all in time.
Okay.
Love will conquer all in time because you are truly a love child. Like, for real. You're truly a love child. You know, what is going on with you and the family?
As far as what?
Well, just you and the personal family. You and the family itself.
Nothing much. Just we're in a good place. Just a lot of planning right now.
Okay, okay. Because let me ask you, what type of work? Because I'm seeing that you a lot of voice, or you do. It's a lot of voice work. All right, and I know you say you have a cold right now, because what I'm looking at, what you need to bank on, your banking need to be based on your being balanced. You need to be the one in the house balancing everything. They could bank on that.
Okay.
All right. All of your bank is connected to you making sound decisions. Because when things are going haywire for you, yeah, you have to be the one to organize it.
Okay.
I could bank on your balance and your implement, your ability to counsel. And just like if I was having a situation, a disagreement with someone, I would call you up. I could bank on you. I could bank on that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Don't people call you all the time?
They do.
They do, right? Yeah, that,
yes,
but that's your strongest suit. And the main thing I need you to understand is when you become confused, just like if I was to call you up, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And I had the situation going on, and then I tell you what's going on, and then it's like you get a little confused. Listen at me good. You are so good at counsel and figuring things out. If you're confused, I'm not telling you the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think nothing is wrong with you if that shit is not adding up, because you do this like breathing air. So don't ever let no one make you think that is something that you're not understanding, because that's what you could bank on. You monopolize that shit.
Okay.
All right? but get out of your head for me, and enjoy the family.
Yes, I'm always in it.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
Enjoy the family.
Yes, right. Yes. I'm sorry. I didn't. Tell me your name again and where you're calling from.
Jasheba. I'm calling from Boston.
You said you're calling from Boston?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Here's a couple of things. I'm really looking around in your records, and I'm going to kind of stay a little bit on the surface here, but I want to kind of bring some things to you. The number one thing I want you to work on, and we're going to focus on your heart. We're going to focus on your heart center, because right now there are some pains that you're nursing, and this is what the cold is about. You're nursing old hurts and pains. Does that make sense?
A little bit.
I'm sure it does, because we can't make sense a little bit. We either make sense or we don't.
No, I mean, for the last couple of years, I've been working on that.
Yes.
But I feel like I'm at the end of that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm coming to a completion at the end of that.
Well, here is the thing about it, and I want you to understand this, that you may be feeling that you're coming to the end of it, But I want you to understand that that end is really just a beginning, because it's not about ending it. It's about understanding it and recognizing that it's a part of your growth. And what's really happening is that a lot of this is you giving your power away to it. So, because you're never going to be able to end that hurt, and nor should you want to. You understand, nor should you want to, but it's to be able to see where that moment has taken you, and you've been able to raise yourself to, because it was a part of your growth. It was a part of your spiritual journey for you to even go through that. You understand? So to end it would mean to end where you are, and that's not what we want to do. You're not trying to end it. So this is where the cold is coming from. And once you grasp that, and I know you will, but I want you to work on your heart. And let me tell you, here's some things that you can begin to do. And that is spend some time making your heart beat faster. This is also going to help you get out of your head quicker. So during the day, spend some time making your heart beat faster. So whether that's doing something to increase your heart rates at least 30 minutes at a time. So it doesn't matter. You can do it 3 times a week, but 30 minutes at a time, I want you to start working on increasing your heart. Eat a lot of nuts. Nuts are good for the heart. When When I go in and take a look at your energy overall, your heart chakra is still green. And it shouldn't be. Not with all the love you've given out. Not with all the love you've given out. But see, here's the thing. It's how it comes in. Because here's a normal evolution. And for a sister like you that have the consciousness you have, your heart chakra at this point should be gold. It really should. Okay. And that's the color that I see at the core. Because this is the cycle of it. When we're born, it starts out with that mint green. And then it turns like a darker green. And then it goes, it evolves itself, and it starts to turn pink. And then once we reach that stage of maturity, it turns gold.
Okay.
You understand? And then for those of us who go on to do heart work, it even takes on a whole nother color of its own. And so in the center of your heart, I see the gold. I see the pink, but it's still covered by the green. So even when you lay down at sleep tonight, I want you to visualize you opening up your heart like it's a gate. You can put a gate on it. And I want you to see love coming into you. Really coming in your heart, because what's happening is you're stopping this at the surface. And we need to mature that heart chakra. And one of the ways that you can begin to do that is definitely by speeding up your heart rate 3 times a week. You need to know that that's beating there. Be conscious of it more. And this is what's just going to open up for you. It'll just open up in all of that personal empowerment. Be there so you can continue to thrust yourself forward into your work. So no more ending, you understand? It's about really taking it in and then just releasing it. Yeah, beautiful.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
All right.
All right.
I feel better.
Yes, yes. Hope you feel better. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 313. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Andrea from Detroit.
Okay. Greetings, Andrea from Detroit.
All right. How you doing?
Hey, Brother
Lau. All right. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Excellent. 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 That bird date. Excellent. Right next to great.
Oh, my birthday is 8/23/81.
8/23/81. Okay. What else is going on tonight?
Nothing much. Just enjoying the show. Enjoying the information. Enjoying the energy.
That's good. That's beautiful.
Let me see what's up. For you, we're keeping it simple, too, because I'm connecting it to, we don't have to reinvent the wheel. And that's connected to your few, where there's a will, there's a way.
mm-hmm.
So this should be an energy to keep you looking for a way. Stop giving up so fast. You have a time issue. You have a time thing going on. You're too rigid with it. Mm-hmm. All right? And I need you to be a little more flexible with time, because this is where all of your disappointment is coming from with your relationship with time.
Mm.
Figure out a way to make it work.
Okay.
Stop making excuses why it can't work. Okay? Figure out a way to make it work. And the one thing you could bank on is your research.
Okay.
Mm.
You could bank on that.
Yeah.
On figuring things out, figuring mysteries or uncovering secrets, you could bank on that. But research is so important to everything we do. You could bank on that one. The thing I won't bank on with you is your decision making. You're very indecisive.
That is so true.
because look what you're doing. Indecisive meaning you're trying to figure out too many ways. See, because you don't know which way to move.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what keeps stopping your will. See, it's coded. Where there's a will, there's a way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this is a person that's a director. You have to know the way.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to do better research so you could know which way to go, and you could stop getting at these sparks in the road.
Mm, beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to ask you a question. Tell me about how you feel around this time of the year, particularly when it starts to become December. How do you feel?
Well, I'm in Detroit, so it's very cold in December. In fact, it's really cold now. We don't get a lot of sunlight. It's usually a somewhat depressing time for me. If I don't, you know, if I don't stay active, if I don't get out of the house, it usually is a depressing time.
Well, here's a couple of things that I want to talk to you about. The first thing is I want to talk to you about your father. How is your relationship with your father?
We're not close.
Right.
We're not close. Some things happened when I was younger that kind of interfere with our relationship.
How's your relationship with your mother?
We're not close either. But I'm more comfortable with her.
Right.
And, you know, talking to her and communicating with her than I am with him.
Yeah. Here's a couple of things I want you to know. The first day that you actually decided to come back to the planet in this carnation was on the 17th of November. That was back in 1980. That was the day. Uh-huh. Now, on December the 1st, your mother really, that's when she knew she was pregnant. Now, she didn't tell your father until around the 8th of December. So, if you were to talk to your mother, there was a couple of times that she thought she was going to lose you. Has she ever told you those stories? She thought she was going to have a miscarriage?
No, she never told me that.
Yeah. Ask your mother about that. There was a couple of times that, you know, really in between those times after finding out she was pregnant, really up until maybe around mid-February, that she kind of, you know, felt like maybe she was going to lose the baby during that particular time. But during this time, there was really some tension going on between your mother and father's relationship. Of course, we know, hey, in November it was good, but right after your mom started finding out she was pregnant then, there were some things that was going on. And I wanted you to see that because this contributes to your mood and how you feel. This is you coming in the planet. You understand? So this is why every time, this time of year, November, December, it's not because you live in Detroit. You could be living in sunny Jamaica. You would still feel this.
Wow.
Yeah. So this is a great time of the year for you to beef up and really kind of, you know, put you together what I call a save me list of your favorite songs, you know, things to enhance your mood, certain things that you like to do, maybe favorite dishes to cook. You really want to use this as your creative time because this is technically when you actually came to the planet.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And especially on December the 8th, you want to do something because this is when your heart, this is when your heart chakra decided to really open itself up in this dimension. So on December the 8th, I'm almost exact about this date that Spirit is giving me, is when you open this up. And here's another thing. Your whole realm, when it comes to your spiritual work, is in the dream realm. This is you.
Wow.
This is you in the dream realm. So a lot of times, and, you know, I talked about this on one of the shows before, you're not just going to sleep. Sometimes you go to sleep and you wake up and you're just, like, grouchy and extra tired.
Exhausted.
But
yes.
You are exhausted because you are literally doing your spiritual work in the dream world. You're helping people cross over to the other side. You're doing all kinds of things for people. And the number one thing who you're helping is you're helping children, just like a sister the other day, or in the same soul group who's been sexually abused.
Wow.
That's a big part of what you're doing. So either children who have decided to leave the planet or those of us who are still adult but have that inner child within us that have been dealing with these issues of sexually being assaulted, raped, harmed, all of these type of abuse situations, these are the people that you're healing and working with throughout dreams.
Wow.
So you're literally going to a whole nother dimension. This is a big part of your spiritual work. Now, what you can do, because I help a lot of people in the astral realm, as much work as y'all think I do on this side, I do more in the astral realm, is really kind of set yourself a schedule to say, I don't need to go to sleep, but I do need to rest. And use that time to really kind of rejuvenate yourself and everything because you're doing work on the other side.
Wow. I think that may explain why I sleep so long and I'm still so tired.
Yes. That's what it is. You're not just dreaming, and then you have time periods where you could just sleep forever. That
yes.
is you really putting yes. in the work. And a lot of times you can look on the planet, see different things that are going on, because sometimes our soul groups, because we have spirit guides and soul groups on the other side that will call you. I know they call me, and I go all over. I've been in the Philippines all this month, last month, helping out, cross people over, helping people, doing things. So a lot of you, and those of you listening too, are still going through that as well too, is that we're in the astral realm, and we're doing our work. So this is a big part of you for dream work. So anything that you want to create, that you want to do, set that intention before you go to sleep and put it in the dream realm. That's going to be powerful for you as well too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll definitely do that.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you both
You're
so much.
Welcome. All yeah. right. Peace and love. Peace and love. Beautiful.
Sound like Premier Files to me, man. That's deep. I feel like I'm on the edge listening to me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, great.
Excellent.
Wow.
Excellent calling in. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 909. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line?
Oh, greetings. This is Gwen.
Okay. Greetings, Gwen.
From California.
All right, Gwen. Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, my birth date is 2/15/1954. Hi, Brother Bilal. How you doing?
How you doing? I'm good. I'm good. 2/15/1954? Would you say?
Yeah, 2/15/1954.
Are you saying?
No, I didn't get it, Gwen.
I didn't get it. You say June 15th?
No, February 15th. 1954.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm at work, so it might be a lot of noise. I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's all right.
One second.
How you doing today? Everything good?
Yeah, it's good. I'm at work.
Yeah. Okay, is this our Gwen from Self-Invested?
Yes. I'm from the police.
You said what now?
Hello?
Yes. What did you say, Gwen?
Oh, I'm from the priesthood, too.
Yes, Gwen from the priesthood. I thought that was you. I thought that was
you. Yeah,
you're
all over the place, Gwen, all right?
Yeah, hold Gwen on. Is mm-hmm.
Hold on, Gwen, 1 second. 1 second, I'm looking for your statement here. Which connects to that, 1 second. You write at the same thing also, Gwen. You reap what you sow. So, you know, this is a good statement to say to yourself. You know, I will reap what I sow.
Okay.
All right. All of your cushion, because remember we talked about the bank, right?
Uh-huh.
Your bank is your cushion.
Okay.
All right. You understand that, because it needs to make perfect sense, especially for you to understand that. Whatever you're banking on is the cushion. It's just like you going out with the family. And they always know you go pay the bill. They're banking on you paying it. They don't even bring no money no more, because they already know. You know you. They already know you the damn cushion.
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
Okay.
So your statement to yourself is, "I will reap what I sow." Say that to yourself. All right. I will reap what I sow. That's going to be your fuel, because even though everybody left their checkbook at home, you're going to reap what you're sowing from that situation. It's going to come back to you. To bank on, your cushion is everything to do with nurturing. That's your cushion. You do that for sure.
Mm.
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm. The more people you nurture, take care of,
the
more they love, it opens up for you. That's your cushion. That's your savings grace.
Mm-hmm.
That's your savings account. It's connected to you in a nurturing energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Beautiful. Yeah. When, you know, one of the things I'm going to tell you is that definitely you're a visionary.
Mm.
So I want you to think about this. A magician pulls a rabbit out of a hat. But visionaries pull reality out of the air. But for you, is that you have to believe in it in order for you to recreate it and materialize. So what the statement that you gave her, Brother Bilal, is very powerful for her. Because when you definitely have to believe in it, the main thing that it used for you is going to be the pituitary gland. This is you, your active mind. This is it. This is where you work. This is the realm where you work out of, because you're able to pull things out of the air and really be able to get into it. Visionaries do this with colors and ideas. So you need to stop, because I see you stopping yourself from thinking things that you want to create, that you want to make, that you want to have. Don't stop yourself. Allow that energy to fly through you. And May the 12th is the day that your heart actually started beating on this planet in this incarnation. And the other thing I want to tell you, Gwen, is you have tons of past lives, like a whole lot of them, a couple of hundred of past lives.
Okay.
And this also – Go ahead.
I was born premature, too.
Yeah, exactly what Brother Bilal was talking about earlier. You're one of the ancient, one of the real ancient ones. You have so many past lives. Like, I couldn't even tell you how many. You've had a lot of them. And a lot of times the challenge when we've had so many past lives is that we have things that have brought a lot of this energy online for us. And so sometimes it's almost like we're moving through our lives in a wonderland because there's everything seems familiar yet very foreign. And I know you can relate to that. It's like,
I get it
so much that I don't want to get it. You understand that's how ancient you are. But it really is about you visualizing, using these things to be the visionary because you're able to pull things out of ether, pull it out of the air. So thought for you is good, tapping into that energy, writing it down and seeing it.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
All right, Gwen. Well, we know you have a girl.
Yeah, go nurture, Gwen. Yeah, go do the nurturing.
Go do your nurturing.
All right.
Peace and love.
All right. Okay, peace and love. Thank you.
All right.
She's definitely an ancient soul that has come back to raise the consciousness of humanity. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 334. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. Hi, Brother Bilal. This is Sheena calling from Montgomery.
Okay. Greetings,
okay.
Sheena.
Greetings.
How you doing?
Good. My birthday is August 22nd, 84.
Got that double two, got that master builder, okay. Yeah, that's a great energy. The ability to produce and manifest thoughts at will. Mm, very good. Let me see. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, yeah.
And for you, I have two for you. I have two statements for you that you need to be conscious of.
Okay.
The first one is a closed mouth can't get fed.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. And then your second one, love will conquer all in time. There's nothing for you to be bitter about because love will take care of it.
All right.
Stay
grounded
in your love. Yeah, no doubt about that. No doubt about that. 1 second, I'm seeing what we could bank on with you. 1 second here, and the hey, why you here? Yeah. Your bank on is also again your nurturing.
Mm-hmm.
You're nurturing.
Yeah.
Because, see, you don't want nobody to trick you out of what your greatest gift and your attribute is, which is your love.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get a misunderstanding if you get hurt in a relationship and you become bitter and you become just like that person. You understand? Don't let nobody rob you out of what you love or your love for yourself. Because once you shut it down, you lose the benefit of it also. So don't fall for that one. That's an ancient trick.
Okay.
All right, but stay in that nurturing energy. Love will conquer all. Just don't look at the clock. Because it's going to happen in time, but it ain't going to happen in the time you're thinking. You know, because if you look at the clock, the shit's not going to look like it's not moving, you know.
Right.
And that's why a lot of people get twisted up with that rejection thing, because at the other end of rejection is revenge.
Yes.
That's where revenge come up out of rejection.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
You have to be very careful of that.
Okay.
Beautiful, beautiful. This is an interesting time of year for you too, isn't it? Around November.
Yes. A lot of new beginnings.
Yeah, this is an interesting time for you, and definitely can see new beginnings because the 17th of November is actually the first day that you were alive on this planet. So the 17th of November, this is the day, you know. Matter of fact, the 1st of November is when your mother had her last menstrual cycle. That was it.
Oh.
Yeah, And you can even think back, like the 16th is when your father and mother really sat down and opened up that gateway, opened that portal for you. So this is a real interesting time of the year and really interesting energy with your father, and interesting energy just coming into this whole December type energy at this particular time, especially when it gets around December the 8th. You're kind of like the other caller too around this time. How is your relationship with your father, if there's one?
We hardly talk. I've forgiven him, though, for a lot of things. So I don't have any ill feelings toward him, but we don't really talk, only like letters, because he doesn't like have a phone or anything. But I could go and see him more, I guess, but I don't.
Well, here's the thing: you haven't missed anything, and you know that already.
Yeah.
You do know that. A lot of times, our soul group or our family is not necessarily the portals we came into this world through. They're here to help us with our evolution and to rise. But a lot of times, that's not our soul group. For you, you've done a lot of work on yourself. You really have. And that really can be seen. But I still see the gold light strong with you, which tells me that you're still dealing with a lot of rejection. You know, it's abandonment issues. You're still dealing with being abandoned. And I want you to start changing your perception about being abandoned.
Okay.
Yeah. Really, really. Just know that all things are exactly how it should be. Just know that really is a mantra you can take to begin to do that and start to hold on to some of those golden memories, you know, those memories that are really, really good for you. Make yourself a love me book. Really get into that. The when you've trusted yourself and it turned out right for you and you begin to move yourself forward, because it's you're still caressing yourself in this gold light. And this right here is sort of the strong things where there are certain areas of your life where you're thrusting forward, but when it comes to that area that is so sacred to you, which is your heart, which was what Brother Bilal was talking about, and the area of love, you're still kind of moving in the dark there because of this rejection piece. It's because of this rejection piece. So it is about you releasing that and know that you cannot be rejected from what you came. You came from love. You are love. You can't be rejected from love. Love can never reject you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And really do a lot of work on that area, because it's going to open up so many more things for you, particularly in this year that's coming up for you in a very, very big way. You said August the 22nd. When is your birthday again?
Yes, August 22nd.
August 22nd. I just want to see something. Coming up, but you have a minute for it. You have a minute for it coming up. You are actually getting ready to wing into your new beginnings. You haven't come into your new beginnings yet. Really, where you're at this particular time, it's really about closing out chapters. It really is about closing out things. So this is a great opportunity to leave those attributes of yourself that is really not a part of you. It's not even a part of you. Things that you've allowed a lot of hurt and pain to become a false representation of who you really are.
Yep. Yeah. And it goes back to the a closed mouth don't get fed, because it to set me down.
That's right. Yeah. Well, the good news is you don't have to move forward with that. That's not how you have to move forward. You can leave that and continue to move yourself forward and really being true to the essence of who you are, at the core of who you are, and work from that particular place. But let go of rejection. Let that be the old golden memories of you, but not the true memories, because you can't be rejected. Because you can never reject yourself from you. That's how you know you can't be rejected.
Okay.
Mm.
All right?
Thank you. Thank you
all right.
so much.
Let me one more thing before we hang up. Either I'm seeing history teacher or medical field. Okay, so just, you know. But it's
she's
with
a
children.
Healer.
Most definitely.
She's a healer.
Mm-hmm.
She's a definite.
She's a healer.
Yeah, she's a healer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Definitely healer with children. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you, Ms. Blue.
Yes, thank
right.
you.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
All right, thank you.
Can you believe we got 4 minutes left to go in
damn,
the
you serious?
Before we go to the after hours? Oh, my goodness. 4 minutes left to go in the form. 646-652-2711
mm-hmm.
is the number to call. We see all of you on the phone lines, and I do mean all of you.
Yes, yes.
We see all of you guys on the phone lines.
I'm loving the Premier Files.
Oh,
you know what? It gave me it's giving me a whole new take on it because I'm thinking about even when you're born. You know, it takes 9 months to get here. And the other 3 months is like the downtime. So like every year around that time, that last 3 months are the time you go into your evaluation, the fall of your life. You understand? It's like that's the reassessment. So I'm loving what you're doing with that. That's excellent.
Oh, well, thank you. Right. It's important because we need to have that. You know, that is so important so that we can understand about ourselves. Because sometimes this reality will make you think that you're going through something that you're really not.
Mm-hmm.
It's just about the understanding. I do want to remind you guys, for those of you who won't be joining us in the app hours, make sure you reach out to Brother Bilal. He's the that does the soul alignment readings at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. And also to join both of us, myself and Brother Bilal, in Self-Invested. And if you're not self-invested, you can email question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue@gmail.com. Don't worry, I will tell you guys when to start sending the emails for the premiere file readings, when that's coming up next year. Also, if you want to get reading to get in line with the priestesshood, questionforblue@gmail.com. So many things that you can begin to do. And don't forget to download. You guys like this show. We want you to like it. Leave a comment. Leave it over on Facebook. Leave it on iTunes. Leave it right here. We'd love to hear from you. If you love it, you know what to do too. Love it and love it all over. And keep staying connected with us. So we're going to keep going to the phone lines. Want to say much love to all of you guys out there all over the world listening to the remix. And much love, warm spirit, as we continue here tonight. Wow, we're just doing so much information you brought tonight, Brother Bilal, as you always do when you come on. The esoteric meaning of the master builder and understanding about that catch-22 and the premier files and so much more to come. So much more to come. I'm so excited.
It's just so important to get out of the dilemma.
Yes.
It's so important to get out of the dilemma because I promise you, if you ask yourself what you're waiting on, you won't be able to figure it out.
Yeah.
Because you've been waiting too long anyway.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's,
beautiful.
Good as always. I appreciate you.
Yes. Likewise.
All right, let's get it.
Let's get it. So we're going to keep going. We're going to go to the phone lines. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 631, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 631? Okay, we're going to come back to 631 because they're not saying anything. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 615. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Ms. Blue.
Yeah, greetings.
Hi, this is LaShika calling from Nashville. But I have my cousin here, though, who wants to speak to you. I've been telling her about the remix and you and Brother Bilal, so I have her here.
Okay.
Okay. Well, beautiful.
All we need is her birthday. Yes. Good to have you.
My birthday is 7/13/76.
7/13/76.
Beautiful. And what's
How
your
you
name?
How are you this evening? What's
going on? Alana.
Okay. Alana,
okay.
You said?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank
you.
1 second. Okay, are you a first time? Is this your first time calling?
Yes.
She's all nervous, but like, yes. Yes.
Okay, 1 second. Almost there. Almost there. Okay, your magical statement. It's a lot of love in the house tonight. You are truly a love child for real.
Mm-hmm.
And your magical statement is love will conquer all in time. All right. Mm-hmm. One of your biggest hang-ups, you think everybody running game though. So that's your control freak, and you need to let some of that shit go. Okay. I'm looking where your Saturn is. It's either, hold on, let me make sure here. Okay, closed mouth can't get fed also because you hold everything in.
Yes.
You hold too much in.
Oh.
And what's happening, you're not, it's like you can't represent yourself. You know what it's like? It's like going to court, and then your lawyer get up and just walk around and don't say shit.
Okay.
It's like you go into court and your lawyer get up to represent you and he don't say anything. And then when you lose, he say, no, we lost this damn trial. Because he didn't say shit.
Right.
You understand? So you need to step up to the plate and speak your mind. Don't wait till the shit blow up in your face and then you just go crazy. And then everybody like, damn, what's wrong with her? Because you're holding it in too long.
Okay.
The thing I can bank on you with, this is what you could bank on more than anything. You're very secretive. You don't like telling none of your shit. You're real good in that area. Also, cracking code. So you'd be good in research also.
Okay.
Some people call it research. Some people call it being nosy. So whatever word you want to use, you know, that's on you. All right?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. And
let me see one more thing. You have a connection to the arts. Either that's through modeling or art or even food, but you have some type of connection to the arts, some type of arts.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. All right. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hold on.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. What was your name again?
Alana.
Alana. Alana. Yeah. A couple of things I want to tell you. For you, your first day on the planet in this carnation is around the 8th of October. You are another one of those babies that your mother kind of felt she was going to lose while pregnant with you. Your mother tell you those stories?
No, I know she's lost all her other pregnancies, but she never told me that. Mm-hmm.
This was sort of one of those pregnancies for your mom. Here's something else that I want to kind of give you. For you, the key thing for you is purity. Is to be in this place of purity. In fact, there is a skincare line called Philosophy, and they make a product called Purity. And what Purity does something that not many things on the market can do. Is that if you need to cleanse your face. If you have any kind of makeup, any kind of anything on, it literally melts it off your face. But it's gentle enough that you can wash your face with your eyes open.
Mm.
And I want to use that as a metaphor for you, because that's how pure you need to be in your thoughts. Because what's getting you trapped up in your life is not what's going on around you, but your thoughts. Your thoughts aren't pure. And what's happening is you're sending out frequencies and vibrations, and you're attracting things to you based upon your thoughts. Does that make sense when I say that to you? So you really have got to get into a place of really kind of purifying your thoughts. And that means that thought, only focus on what you want to happen. Only focus on the things that really do your spirit and nurture you to the goodness. And I know sometimes that can be difficult, but one of the things that you can begin to do, and that is to meditate. For you, it's going to be key. So whether you want to pray, whether you want to meditate, but you need to be doing that at least twice a day. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give you one of your totems. And this is a totem that's been with you throughout many, many lifetimes. And it's actually one of the most ancient totems that has ever been recorded. And if you don't know what a totem is, that's an animal totem that has been around. And I want you to study this animal. And the animal for you is the bear.
Okay.
Believe it or not, the bear offers as a totem very nurturing. It offers strength. It offers protection out of this world because you are a scary ass. You talk a lot of shit, but you scary as hell. Yeah, you scary ass. So the bear is going to help you with that protection as well. And also it's going to help you to bring on your wisdom online.
Okay.
So I want you to study the physical things of a bear and maybe even go by the dollar store, even though we found out from Brother Bilal everything in the dollar store ain't a dollar. But go by the dollar store and see if you can find you a little statue of a bear. And I want you to keep that close to you. Keep it close to your bed. And as you go into the dream world, because totems are excellent for opening up different worlds for you, so you can see that you don't have to be afraid in your own world. Because you're creating it. You can move out of that place of being afraid. And it'll also open up your dreams for you, too.
Okay.
Yeah. And get you more into tapping into your wisdom. And then the last thing I want to talk to you about, tell me about you and your mama.
Oh, I wanted to ask you about my mama. I'm an only child. She's in her kind of like her first stage of Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know, I'm just with her not getting on my, you know, trying not to let her get on my nerves, stress me out. I'm worrying a lot about her health, her mind. I know I get a lot of my scariness from her. She's very scary.
Yeah, but your ass is scary as hell. I thought I was scary. You scarier than I was. You scary.
Really?
For real. Here's a couple of things I want you to think about when it comes to your mother. The number one thing that you're going to have to do is clean house. I want you to get into some feng shui. So your girlfriend who put you on to the remix, I want you to go back and download those shows on feng shui because you need to get your house in order. Key one for your mother. This is going to help you and it's going to help her get your house in order. The other thing I want you to do is spend some time sitting down and I want you to go through the photo album with your mother. Make this something that you do at least once a week and going through it. See what you can remember and begin to do that. The other thing is to start working with the brain age game. Have you heard of the brain age game that the kids play on the DS?
Yes.
Get that. You can even probably go find one half price and then go pick it up somewhere at a pawn shop and get that game and have your mother play the brain age game.
Okay.
Because what's happening right now, your mother has a lot of memories. I want you to think about this twofold. Alzheimer's has a lot to do with unresolved dreams. These are dreams that were never fulfilled. This is okay. a big part of it. So what happens is it's about a separation. It's about moving into the place where sometimes some of those pains of living your life and not being able to fulfill those dreams, that you're in so much pain that you literally separate yourself. And then what ends up happening is they go to a different dimension where they can live these dreams out, where they're doing these things they never got a chance to do here on planet.
Okay.
So you can begin to help your mother with the brain age game and have her play that for 30 minutes a day, and she can even talk to it. And it okay. really is going to help her exercise her brain, because really the key thing that your mother always expressed to you is for you to live your life.
Okay, yes.
She always expressed how important it is to do what you want to do. And this is okay. her living her life. And you can really, really help assist her as she continues to go in this part. But the first thing you have to do is to get the house in order. You got to clean it up. You got to clean it up. You got to get rid of stuff. You got to put things in order. You got to do some feng shui there, because this is going to be symbolic of you sort of kind of helping your mother work through some of those inner workings inside of her mind and some of those inner thoughts that she had. And you're going to be able to see a lot of her dreams and desires that she's never expressed to you, that you'll help her fulfill those dreams and desires for her. Yeah. So don't look at this as sort of bothersome time. This is really a prelude for you. And when you're around someone who has early stages of what the world calls dementia or Alzheimer's, what's important is your thoughts, because they're able to read minds telepathically. Have you ever seen a person just bust out and start cussing somebody out when the family is around? Or they start saying something and people looking at them like, oh, don't pay her no mind. You know, she kind of going in and out. No, she's right. reading thoughts. Your mother can read your thoughts. So you have got to keep your thoughts pure for you and for her. And
okay.
this is how you begin to communicate with her, through your thoughts.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent job you're doing. Beautiful
Thank
job.
You.
It's a real honored position you're in. Very, very honored. Yes. And your mother thanks you for it. And she's very proud of you. No matter what happens on this world, know she's very proud of you. And that's something that you struggle with for a long time, is to know that your mother is proud of you. Somehow you feel like you've let her down, that she's ashamed of you. No, she's not. She's very proud of you. Very proud of you. Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask you one more thing before we go? I have a question about my relationship. What am I making the right decision, or...
Well,
you
from my end,
mm-hmm.
from my end first, you're attracting just who you are. So by you not trusting yourself, you're attracting the same type of person to you.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say
that. You can't make
pure thought.
Right, you can't make no better relationship. The relationship you have with your father is pretty much the one you make in everyone else with the masculine energy. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a smoke detector I hear beeping?
Yes.
Ooh. I'm just going to say this. There it is. And it didn't start beeping until you asked about the relationship. It went deep. Deep. Yeah. It's definitely...
Let me say this first, Ms. Blue. Let me say this first, because I was listening to what you were saying about how she needs to clean house, and I'm just looking at how much our work synchronized with each other, because mm-hmm. she has a very active planet on where she's supposed to be OCDC, but it's connected mm-hmm. to the attribute her father gave to her, which is your physical biological father. He always wants you to work on the damn details. And if you when you start cleaning up your house like Ms. Blue said, you're going to attract totally different people to you. Because if you out of order in that area, you're not going to attract nothing you really want. You know, so that, you know, so I appreciate that, Miss Blue, because you hit that one.
Yeah. Okay, now, one thing, you all keep bringing up my biological father. I really, really wasn't close to him. I really don't know. I don't know. I'm a little lost.
No.
I remember him.
This don't have anything.
Okay.
Did he help in getting you here? He helped in getting you here, right?
Right.
See, this is what I'm talking about. You have certain planets in your chart that he contributed to you, whether he was there or not.
I got you.
So every relationship turned out just like your father leaving. You don't even expect somebody to stay with you anyway. Because if my own physical father wasn't here, you're not expecting nobody to stay. You can't even lie and tell me that. When you get in a relationship, you know this shit go in. That's why it always ends, because you be putting all the energy into it. And even if the brother want to stay, you go do some shit so bad, he out of there. And then you go say, see, I told you he wasn't going to stay because you do all that bullshit and he out of there. All that fucking control, he don't want that. You're not his mama. And that's what you keep attracting. So, yeah, your physical father, yeah, he don't have to be there for me to see what he added to this equation, because he had a lot to do with you being on his telephone.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for calling in, and, you know, I'm going to leave you with these lasting words, and I know this will help you, too, all the things that we've kind of shared with you here. Don't turn into your father, either.
Okay.
You understand what I mean when I say that?
I think I do.
Yeah. Don't turn into him. Yeah. All right. Peace and love. Peace and love. Thanks so much for calling in.
All right.
Thank
you.
All right. Thank you.
Peace and love. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 504. You're live in a remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Tamara.
Greetings,
Russia, Tamara.
From that 504. What's going on with you? It's like my sister here. What's up, baby? How you doing? All right?
I'm good.
All right.
How y'all doing?
Well, you're not
good.
Real good. How you doing this evening?
I'm good.
All I need is the year. You know, I know the birth date already. Give me the year again.
1975.
Okay, I'm already on it. Look, I'm right here on it. Okay, hold on. So what's happening in the N.O.?
Cold.
Is it cold?
Right.
Yeah.
Hold on one second. Okay, and yours... I have two for you also. All right?
Okay.
Your first one is rejection is your protection.
Wow.
Okay?
Okay.
And love will conquer all in time, because you have to get back into that nurturing. Now, what I could bank on, this is I'll put everything, I'll go to the track and put everything on this horse here, on you unlocking and figuring shit out, uncovering mysteries, uncovering and researching. That's your strongest area. You would dig it all the way out. You would make Columbo look like he not doing shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So this is, you know... This is like the foundation to the Sphinx.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Sphinx is a cat. You know, curiosity is everything with the cat. And you are so curious that you want to figure all of it out until nothing is left.
True.
Okay. And the only side effect you would have with that is not sharing.
Mm-hmm.
You know how a person like have their own football, like, no, it's my ball. I don't. You have to learn how to share, because you are so you will figure so much out. And if someone asks you a question about it, you're like, no, you got to do your own damn research. I did my research. I got mine. You got to get yours. You got to get out of that shit. Because everybody don't have the same attribute. That's why we all have something to bring to the table. That's why you see the power with different countries. One provides oil, one provides rice, one provides wheat, one, because everybody has negotiating power. If everybody had damn oil, it wouldn't be worth shit. You understand?
Yeah.
You bring your research to the table just like someone else bring what they have to exchange, and it becomes an even exchange, a love exchange.
Yeah.
All right, but I put my money on the bank on your research.
Okay.
Okay. That's what I have for you.
Yeah. One of the things that I definitely want to tell you about is you're connected very strongly with the angelic realm, with angels, with the angelic realm, in particular the Archangel Michael. Now, when a lot of people connect with the Archangel Michael, he brings a lot of different things with him. But for you, you're connected with the Archangel Michael through the night sky. This is where you get your jewels at. So a great meditation for you, and you do your best work at night.
Yeah, I do a lot of work at night.
Yeah, this is when everything just sort of begins to open up for you. This is when the jewels sort of come raining and dropping down for you. The main thing I will say for you is that trust is the issue. Trust is a major, major, major issue for you. That trust has really put you in that place of fear and also that place of doubt. Those two particular areas has a lot to do with that. But this is about you really, because you've done a lot of work on yourself and you've kind of stepped out in a big way. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how things begin to play themselves out as the year continues for you. This is an interesting time of year for you also. It's almost like your whole soul group called in tonight, you know, like you guys are all kind of embedded around this particular time, at this particular time. And the number one thing that I will say, is definitely for you, if you can find some running water, is to write sort of your heart's desires and put it in a bottle or put it in something and put it out in the sea, put it out in the ocean and let it free. Because I feel heaviness on your chest, in your heart chakra region. I feel the heaviness there. The heaviness, things lay heavy on your heart, and you need to release that. So write yourself a heartfelt letter and release all of those things that you've had rolled up in your chest. Release those, put them in a bottle, and let it sail away. So you can open yourself up and begin to overcome those obstacles of fear and doubt, just what you're not capable of. And stop hiding behind things. I'm not going to go any further than that, but you need to step up and say what it is that you want. Don't be afraid to do that. And a good place for you to do it, even when you're taking a shower, you can say it, put it out there, because you deserve that. You deserve that for yourself too, and you can have that. But don't be afraid to say what's in your heart, what's on your heart, what's in your mind. Don't be afraid to do it. Release it. Let it off your chest. Let it all come off. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Beautiful.
All right.
Yes, yes.
Stay warm. What'd you say?
I have a question for Brother Blau.
Okay,
you say that share the research, share the answers, right?
Right.
Okay, now,
when I do that, I tend to get in a little bit of trouble.
I don't know if I'm explaining. Give me an example.
A good example is I found out a piece of information about the work that I do, and when I brought it to the attention of others, it went in the wrong direction. It went almost like an accusation instead of advice or me putting them in the know that a certain thing is wrong or right or you can't do that.
So what you feeling like you're supposed to hold it to yourself? I mean, tell me what you're sensing. You just looking for the proper timing to deliver it?
Not so much as the proper timing, but sort of how the approach, because the last thing that happened, it came off like an accusation. You was doing that. So I don't want it to come off as an accusation. I would much rather it come off as shared information. Oh, okay, you're doing this, and you're not supposed to do this. Oh, okay, but thank you for telling me. I won't do that or do it like that. But the thing affects my job, so that's why I put the information out there to that person.
You see, but it's still to do with you. It's still to do with how you're expressing it. How it's coming across to someone. See, because I don't ever look at the other person. You don't ever want to give, first, no one that much credit. But it's really how you presenting it. I mean, because if you put a steak on a plate versus the garbage can top, I mean, you know, it's two different presentations.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So it's got to be the way you present it. It's not the information. And was this information revealed to you, or were you being nosy and checking people's shit? See, it depends on how you got the information also.
Mm-hmm. The intent.
So, see, it's different ways that you see, because now that goes to you reaping what you sow.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're reaping it in that type of intent, it has to show itself back like that. See, all you're talking about is how you presented it in the real intent why you got the information in the first place. It would never come back to you like that.
Mm-hmm.
See, whatever you put out, you got to get that back.
Okay.
Because how else would you know how effective you are? So it's not even the person you presented it to. We have to go to the origin of how this information came to you, why was it revealed to you, and what was your true intent for telling it.
Okay.
And it may be a contradiction on what I said earlier, but some shit can wait. See, like that type of shit, some of that shit need to wait. You understand? Stop waiting on your own shit. Don't worry about nobody else. Just move off of your higher self.
Okay.
Okay, but it's all to do with how you presented it and the real reason you got it in the first place. Because if you brought it to a person with love, you can't get nothing but love back from it. That don't even make sense.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You can't plant apple seeds and get oranges. So however you got it back, that's how it was presented, even if you didn't present it like that.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And this like a sister from another mother here, Blue, but I can't take it easy on nobody because I don't take it easy on myself, you know? So it's just how it is. I'm so, you know, so, you know.
Yeah.
So much love, baby. But we'll talk tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, good night.
All right, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 314. You're live in the mix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, what's going on, Ms. Blue? Brother Bilal, this is Lewis.
What's happening?
much.
Those is Louis out of St. Louis?
Louis out of St. Louis.
That's right, the Lou, the Golden Arch, the Arch. What you got, big brother? What's the birth date?
January 17, 1987. What's going on in the Lou? Cold. I'm studying right now. It's real cold.
Okay, I'm coming, big brother. Okay, yours. We back with a lot of love in here tonight, but I want to see something else. A lot of love. It's a love vibration also. Let me see something. Your statement, well, first of all, your statement. See, because I want you to get out of your head. You make too many decisions with your emotions also. That's the one thing I want you to balance.
Okay.
All right. Well, 1 second, brother. 1 second.
Take your time.
Oh, yeah. I just want to make sure I get it right because I need to get to your birth date. All right. I made it here. Okay. All of your issues and being lazy. Being lazy. What I bank on with you, what for sure, with your damn hands. If all else fails, you could use your damn hands. All right? But now it's pulling on, I see more of the wealth connected to either the artistry or either medical. You know what I'm saying? But this looking like more of the... More look like a painting, and you know that type of craft. All right, dance. You're a pioneer, a natural born leader. You're supposed to be working for yourself too, because you are in ownership. Oh, I got the statement for you. I got your statement.
Yeah.
God bless the child that got his own. That's yours.
Okay.
That's yours, because you locked in ownership, all right? But the only thing with you got to be hands-on in what you do. Got to be hands-on in what you do. What you do, any kind of welding or something? What you do with your hands? What you do?
You're right.
I do write a lot, but my field is IT, computers.
Okay. Then why you would see, but you're not, it's something about a spiritual connection. And then it's the issue with your mama. Your mama got an issue with you. Oh, so what's the issue with your mother?
Laziness.
I have no idea.
How's that relationship?
I have a beautiful relationship with my parents.
Yeah, no, they don't always have to be bad, but I'm saying your mother still have this issue with you about finishing. She the reason you finished school. She stayed on your ass. Well, you got the perfect mom, I promise you. Because she would have laid off and let you make the decision, man, you've been floating all over the damn place, for real.
You ain't
for
lying.
Real, she done played that shit. She done played that shit. Damn, you had a good mama, boy. Kick you in your ass because you damn sure need it. Because I tell you, you have a lot of gift here, but you have to go into the teaching mode also. Got to go into the teaching mode because your voice will command, you have more of a prosperity feel to you. You understand? People cling to you because of your swag. You know, just it's more prosperous, more leadership. So people would most definitely follow you. You know what I'm saying? Not that you're looking for a following, but people are attracted to your prosperity. So share your process, you know, teach people, show people how to do it.
Okay.
I bank on that, though. I bank on that. But that love issue, though, that heart be pulling at you.
Mm-hmm.
That heart pull at you.
Mm-hmm.
Relationship area.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And you need to get somebody like your mama go, you know, tell you what it really is for real. Stop sugarcoating shit with you and be straight up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you really need. Huh?
I said it's hard out here.
You at the gateway now. Gateway to the west now. So, you know.
Right.
Only hard as you make it.
That's true.
That's what
too.
I have for Miss Blue.
One of the things that I would tell you is definitely going into your energy. I get a little tired. And this really comes from years of you really eating a lot of bread, a lot of just a lot of junk food.
Well, I don't even eat junk food like that. Necessarily. I'm eating fruits and vegetables.
Hold on. When did you change your diet? Because you didn't always eat good.
Well, I'm not necessarily eating good now, but as far as like chips and ice cream and candy bars
No. That's not considered. You do know that that's not the only thing considered as junk food. We're not talking about sweet.
True.
You know, we're talking about a lot of bread, you know, these kind of things. That's not good for you. And the reason I say that is because the minerals in your body are very low. You should really be taking some really good liquid supplements if you cannot eat enough of the foods to put those things back in.
Okay.
That'll help you with your energy level. That'll help you instantly with your energy level because you kind of go through a little bit of mood swings.
True. And my sleep patterns are pretty...
Yeah. The mood swings that's your minerals that's doing that. Sometimes it could be dropping your sugar and different things, but for you, it's your minerals. So really start to look at your diet a little bit more, and you need to eat more, but it needs to be good, clean, healthy food, or get you some liquid supplements. There's some really good ones out on the market that you can start taking a look at, but to bring those minerals back in. The reason those minerals are going to be important for you because, again, you're this love baby, just like the rest of your and this
you don't mind spreading it either.
No, he doesn't, but, you know, one
that
of the things...
minerals is low.
Yeah, that's why his minerals are low. Yeah. So, you know, your heart, which is your thyroid, is racing, literally. Some acupuncture would be good for you to kind of bring your thyroids into balance. You know, that has a lot to do with your temperament, too. You're being very nice and pleasant with us on the phone, but, you know, you can kind of go a little Jekyll and Hyde there a little, too.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Not often. Not often.
Mm-hmm. But, that's going to be a good thing. The other thing is really has to do with you writing. You're actually a good channeler. Now, let me ask you, I know you said you were in the IT field. That's a big part of your work, and you do some writings too. Have you ever heard of a game called Beyond Two Souls?
Never.
This is a game. I want you to check this game out. And the reason I thought about this, because it has a lot to do with your energy. In this game, the actress, actually, she plays the character in the game, Ellen Page. She's an Academy Award-winning actress. She plays a CIA agent, but she's also a medium. She does ESP, remote viewing, and automatic writing. And she has a spirit that's with her called Aiden. Now, this is a video game. And in this particular video game, she does all of these different things. I really want to work with this energy when it comes to playing this character because she's a woman. And one of the things for you is that you don't respect women.
I respect you.
Well, I'm thankful for that. I'm very
but the rest, damn.
What about the rest of the sisters? You know?
I've seen a lot in my day.
I'm sure you have.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you have.
He like the first caller, Miss Blue, the sewing machine, but he's the sex machine.
Yeah.
We done made it from the sewing machine to the sex machine.
To the sex machine. Oh,
yeah.
Man. But I want you to see this, because this is going to be a flip a little bit, because Ellen Page has this spirit that has been with her named Aiden since she's been a little girl. And she sends Aiden out to do quite a few tasks. It's a real interesting game if you get a chance to check out the bio. It has a lot of paranormal things in there. And the same guy who wrote the movie, what's his name? Hans Zimmerman worked on this particular video. He did Da Vinci Code. He did Hannibal. He did Dark Knight. The Lion King, Driving Miss Daisy, Rain Man, Inception, he also worked. This is a video game, but it's one of the few video games that was presented at one of the film festivals and won a major, major award. But this would be really good for you to get into that. You do a lot of automatic writing, but you need to start getting into the place but this is going to come for you maybe in about a year or so. You're going to be able to kind of see things from a different perspective, a right hemisphere perspective. This is what trips you up. It's because you don't respect women. And so it's hard for you to tap into your own wisdom. And so as a result, you kind of slipping a little bit in that area. You kind of slipping there. Yeah, yeah. You know, on one hand, Brother Bilal, it would be good for him to meet somebody like his mama, but that's his worst damn nightmare. He don't want nobody like his mama. No.
Yeah, I'm not ready for that.
He ain't ready for that. Yeah. He looks for the total opposite of his mama.
And he's been finding it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you've been finding it. But I tell you one thing, you gonna pay the piper sooner or later. I guarantee you. Yeah, you gonna pay the piper soon.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness!
Cause we moving into that area where the masculine and feminine gonna come together, like for real. And I would hate for you to meet the girl of your damn dream, but she don't like your ass. Boy, that's gonna it's gonna flip you. That's the thing, gonna flip you, girl. Cause you gonna meet the girl of your damn dream, but you done beat them. Fucked over so many people, this shit ain't gonna even come together for you.
Well,
you need to start cleaning this shit up now.
I was gonna
say, I think
he already met her. He already know who she is, and she don't want nothing to do with his ass.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Watch what I tell you. You're gonna be like, dang, Miss Boo, you right, I did meet her. But he right now he's pretending he don't like her either.
Okay.
So they even. They even.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but you might want to clean that up ASAP. Yeah. ASAP.
All right.
Yes. Get you some minerals. You need to get some minerals in you. You know. Mm-hmm. Too bad it ain't like back in the day where you could just go outside and eat some dirt or something. You know, just kind of. I don't want you to do that. Please, don't nobody go do that. And say Miss Blue said to just go eat some dirt. Yeah. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Too bad.
All right. Peace and love.
Good deal, man. Go down the loop. All right.
All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 843, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Y'all so silly.
Hello.
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Yes, this is Ahmad calling from Charleston.
Ahmad, okay, you sound like Barry White jumped up in your throat.
nah, it's something like that.
What's up, though? What you got? What's that?
Oh, yeah. September 2nd, 1991.
Okay.
What's up?
What you say?
That's your phone?
My phone?
Yeah, that's your phone.
Yeah, that's my phone. I gotta go.
Yeah,
get my charger.
I think the damn show sure have the master builder energy.
He said September the 2nd?
Yes, 9/2/91.
Right. Yeah, you have that master builder energy. Natural leader. Natural leader off top. The thing I need you to do is start finishing.
Okay.
You gotta start finishing. Your statement would be, see, because I could see the work. It, don't get into the habit of thinking you know everything.
Okay.
Where there's a will, there's a way. Don't let nothing shut you down. Always figure out a way. If you ever tell someone, I will be there, you got to make sure you make it, because that's how you start to split yourself up. That's how you lose all your energy.
Okay.
All of your energy is connected to you being, you're moving way too fast, a little too ambitious.
All right. Here you say. All right.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying, but you damn sure have a connection with whatever type of work you're doing, you still have a connection with any type of promoting, copywriting, you know, assisting people on getting their shit out there. You have a strong connection with that. All right, that'd be a excellent thing for you, and make sure you use your intuition. All right, but you like it. You got the building process. You got your number coming through. You got the master builder numbers. So you're supposed to be at the beginning for the infrastructure on how shit needs to be put together. You're a director. You're
the
director.
Foundations.
You're the foundation man. You're the director on how shit needs to go. But you can't just let they just put jack that shit up. If you see they not forming that shit up right, you got to tear that shit back down and say, bruh, this shit is not going to work. You got to step up to the plate. Don't wait till the shit collapses and say, bruh, I knew this shit was going to happen. See, you should have said something then, because you become more responsible than those who was working on the shit.
Okay.
So you think about the people that built the pyramids, but who designed them motherfuckers? You understand?
Okay.
It's two different jobs going on.
Yeah.
Two different jobs going on. You need to step up to the plate and be accountable for what you're putting out.
Okay, I got you.
Step up to the plate, but take accountability.
Well,
and you said a master builder. What were you about to say?
Huh?
What were you about to say?
No, but master builder is one that able to produce from his pure thought, just sheer out the damn thought.
Sitting
up there, if you're in the meeting, they sitting up there running and talking. You just wait till the shit kick in, and then just lay the whole foundation. No, bro, it's not gonna work like this. How we gonna do this thing? You got to take charge because you're a natural born leader. You have to step up to the plate. That's your job. Now, finishing shit, that I can't trust you on that end of it. You thought some good shit up. But finishing it, you got to get to finish people. But now, watch the balance. Watch the balance with this. The reason you don't finish because you're supposed to be going start on new projects. See, you're not a finisher. You fucking started. You get it now? So don't feel bad because you don't finish. You the one in the beginning to put the project. And all right, I'm moving off to the next city, y'all. I'll see y'all. Look, get this together. I'll see y'all when y'all make it out to the other spot. Because I got to go start this shit up. That's what you do.
Okay.
You're not the finish man. You got to get people that do good finish work. And represent you.
Okay. Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. I was thinking on that, like starting a label and stuff like that. So I kind of get what you're saying.
You built for that. You have to do the groundwork, though. You can't trust nobody else with the groundwork.
Okay.
You can't trust nobody else with the groundwork.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, put it on them. Not to be able to stand up. Huh?
All right, all right. So, like, have stuff in, like, my name and stuff like that. Well, not necessarily my name, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, the owner, the business owner and stuff like that.
You the leader. You the leader.
Okay, okay.
Your overall foundation is coming to the vibration of a 22 itself. And then a 9 and 2 is 11, so that's like a double 11 is 22 also. So you have it, you know, you even have the intuition to realize when shit going wrong. The
other
side effect I would see is you being overbearing. Like, I put all this fucking shit together, it's my money, I'm running this shit. You can't do that. You can't do that. You're not Suge Knight. You want to whip a motherfucker.
Like,
no, you can't.
I don't feel like I do that when people are saying I do that, but I don't feel like I do that. You
know
what I'm saying?
I know you do that.
Ms.
I know you
Blue
do that.
Snickering in the back if you know what time it is.
Yeah, you can't shield night people. Be
yeah.
I know, I know. I know. I know it's my least, but I don't throw that in nobody's face.
You
can get a
little shield
night. I ain't trying to be like shield night, man. I ain't trying to do all that. And then I'm 22, so I guess I see your stands all falling in place and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, okay, okay. Oh, you 22 right now. Damn, that's a nice time to foundation.
Yeah.
It's a real good time. Perfect
a good
time.
Yeah. One of the things that I want to definitely add to what Brother Bilal was saying for you, make a note, remind yourself to eat.
You say remind myself to eat?
That's right. Remind yourself you need to eat because you will constantly go and not eat. You have to remind yourself to constantly eat. You're either, you'll eat in the morning and then you won't eat again until late at night. You have to remind yourself to eat throughout the day. That's going to be important for you. The other thing is where magic is in your diaphragm. So this is through breathing. And you can use this to create. This is very powerful for you. So by simply doing a technique of inhaling and holding your breath for 4 count and then exhaling, but during that 4 count, really thinking about the things you want to manifest into this physical reality is how you're going to be able to pull things in and be able to connect them. That's going to be critical for you. And then when you're exhaling, you know, think about all of the things that happen that you want to decide or magnetize or bring to you. You begin to do that as well, too.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
You see all of the things that happen.
Yeah, like things that you want to bring to you, things that you want to happen, things that you want to magnetize to begin to do that. You need to get into something like Qigong or Tai Chi. Brother Wayne Chandler, Jasir Hotep, they do a lot of breathing and this kind of thing because you have power to be able to bring that in.
You're talking about like when y'all was talking, like when y'all was saying breathe in 7, hold 1, and breathe out 7. I think I remember y'all saying that one time.
That's a part of that. But
oh,
you said breathe in
4. You know, you said hold it for 4.
4 counts, yes, and then breathe out. That's going to be excellent. But I would love for you to either get with Siba Yasir Hotep and get one of his DVDs and work with, or get with Brother Wayne Chandler and some of his breathing techniques for Qigong or Tai Chi and begin to work with that, because that's a big part of what goes on for you. The other thing is to really sort of kind of build your consciousness, especially when it comes to your ninth org field. Because one of the things that is easy for you is that you can become a victim of poverty and consciousness because you're so busy trying to help everybody else that you forget out what you need.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right about that one.
This is also making sure that you put you as number one, because when you're number one, remember everybody in your life is number one too. So that's not
okay.
A bad thing. But your magic is in your breath. It's through you breathing. That's it. When you can get the breath and get that pattern down for yourself, you can use that as creation energy.
Got you. Yeah, that's some good info right there. Good information right there. Because like you said, you know, put yourself first sometimes, you know. Because I kind of got into that assistant energy that just passed through. You know what I'm saying? But I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, because your crown chakra is nice and it's large. I would like to see the back of it larger for you. But I need you to really kind of get that breath, because that's going to move that life force around for you, and things will open up. They'll be much clearer. But that's how you bring things into creation. It's going to be through your breath. And I want you to think about, as any time your breathing pattern is off for you, know that energetically your energy is out of sync. And once you line that energy in, it's like riding a good wave. So any of those creation, anything that you want to bring in, manifest into this reality, you'll be able to do it with so much more ease instead of fighting against the current. So it's about for you to get your breath in a line and really have that harmony, that ebb and flow with your incoming and outgoing of your breath, to constantly be working with that energy, that life force energy within you. Because I see it, it's kind of caught between the back of your spine and the back of your heart chakra. That's where it is for you.
Okay.
You know, sometimes people get that knot in their throat. Your knot is in your knot is in your back. But when you pull it out, it's like magic. That's your magic.
Okay.
Right there.
Okay, so take more deep breaths and do the techniques.
Yes, and look into some of those practices of Tai Chi and Qigong, because that's going to help you too, because you hold a lot of anger in your kidneys.
Okay.
You know? I think about that song with Drake when he say, take shots to the kidney. Yeah, you taking shots to your kidney. You don't want to take shots.
So you're saying you picking up some anger, that's what you're saying?
Yeah, that's where you send your anger. It doesn't leave your body. It's in your kidneys. Yeah, you send it there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let all that out, right? Yeah.
Let it all out.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And what are you going to say?
No, I'm listening to you.
Oh, I was going to ask another thing, Brother Bilal and Ms. Blue, what dimension am I on? Like, what dimension do y'all feel?
Hold on 1 second. I think Brother Bilal's call dropped.
Oh.
His call dropped. You know, his call dropped, and we're going to see if we can get him back on the line. One of the things I want to tell you about the dimension, where you are right now, you definitely will be moving. You understand what I'm saying? But right now, I kind of need you to what do you call them people, like a quadriplegic, you know, heavy from the bottom, light on the top. I need that energy all to become one, for you to open up a little bit more, to just work yourself and open a little bit more and just move it. Like I said, the front of your crown chakra is gorgeous. It is lovely. It is beautiful. I just need the back to open itself up some more. And this is through your breath. We all work with different elements. And what connects you to the ethers is your air. And so really working breath, and once you get that breath in alignment, your ass is gonna take off like a rocket, and you'll probably be calling back saying, "Okay, hi, bring my ass back." Oh, you know, I forgot to tell you. No stimulants for you, especially in.
What you say?
No stimulants, like getting high. None of that for you. Stop it.
Oh man.